and sponsored by TBS. Tonight on Friends, it's the one with the monkey. Ross introduces his monkey to Monica, and she hates him. Funny thing is, the monkey feels the same way about her. Catch it tonight at 8 p.m. or 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on TBS. Very funny. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, mostly cloudy today. A chance of sprinkles or flurries in the morning. The high should be in the lower 40s. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high around 40. Tuesday evening, rain likely with a low in the lower 30s. And moving to Wednesday, occasional rain with a high around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 36 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 38. Stay tuned now. It's time for the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The Sixth Amendment says,
in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury.
Did you know that even today, 95% of the world's jury trials are held here in America? Juries are one of the ways American society guarantees the rights of citizens on trial. It may not be perfect, but it's the best the world has to offer. Unless you don't answer your jury summons.
Has the jury reached a verdict? Reached a verdict?
Your right to a jury trial is like so many other American rights. It comes with a responsibility. We all hope we'll never need a jury of our peers, but somebody needs one every single day. We owe it to our fellow Americans to answer that call. The American justice system is the envy of the world, but it only works when we do our part. The American jury is we the people in action. It's National Juror Appreciation Week, and the American Bar Association Commission on the American Jury reminds you, do your jury duty.
Next on Mondays at 9, the bird flu scare. Is it real, or is there a secret agenda behind President Bush's comments predicting a worldwide epidemic? Can the steps Mr. Bush is calling for stop the spread of bird flu to the United States? Are there other things that might work better than the vaccine being pushed by the government? A look at this subject with Dr. Cass Ingram from the Center for Health, nationally known author and speaker, on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
Congratulations to Joe Garcia, producer of the Global News Update, a feature of the Morning Wake Up Call. Joe, along with Liz Brown, are the 2005 winners of the Best Spot News Award from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. We always knew Joe was a winner, and now you know too. Again, congratulations to Joe Garcia. Another reason to listen to the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Morning Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways, get up, get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. Where are we? What are we doing? I don't know. This has been an interesting weekend. We have an election going on in Iraq. We have an election going on here in St. Louis. We have an execution that is awaiting Arnold Schwarzenegger's decision, whether or not he is going to allow Tukey to be executed, whether or not he's going to let that happen. And as I sit here, I am thinking about where the world is in relation to those decisions. I, And I wonder sometimes if the world is ever going to, deal with the issues that, the issue that percolates through nearly every decision that we make. Nearly every decision that is made in this country. Issue of race. An astounding thing happened in Australia. Did y'all hear about this? 5,000 white people. 5,000 white people went up and down the beaches in Australia looking for people that looked to them like they were of Middle Eastern descent and beat the crap out of them. Now, y'all, 5,000 people is a whole lot of people to pull into a group to go on a rampage against people they've never met before. And the question to me is simple. The question is, what was Elaine, in order to fan a fury like that, that would move 5,000 people, try to get 5,000 people to do anything. All the same thing. 5,000 strangers. We're not talking about 5,000 people that are at a football game, there for a team. We're not talking about 5,000 parishioners in one of those mega churches that are gathered there in the name of their religion. And basically, you know, they're familiar with each other because they, you know, they go to the same church. And they have something connecting them because they are there for the same religion. The questions that we should be asking about this remarkable, remarkable thing in Australia is what could pull 5,000 strangers together in the name of violence? People talk about race riots, they call them, in black neighborhoods, where it is alleged that black people burn down their own businesses in their own neighborhood. Five 5,000 white people going on a racist rampage. 5,000 white strangers. Racist rampage. How does that happen? Where was the spark that was fanned into a flame? Where was the spark buried? Was it buried deep within the soul of these people? Or was it right there at the surface waiting for a single puff of air? A single puff of air that said, go get 'em. Go get 'em. 5,000 strangers. 5,000 strangers gathered together on a racist rampage in Australia. Now, the president of Australia denounced it, but said it was a law and order problem. What does that mean? No, it's, sweetie, honey, it is a race problem This is not a law and order problem. This is a race problem. What's going on in your country that would allow, that it would even occur to people to do such a thing, let alone 5,000 of them? Mm. Mm. 5,000 people. 5,000 people. Mm. Whew, 454-0400 is the phone number, 454-6609 is the fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Dee.
There's a lot of hatred in Australia. Are you familiar with the Aborigines?
Of course.
I know you would be. But, I mean, they hate them, and those are kind of like the original people there.
I understand.
You know, it's just been smoldering. You know, hatred in any form is still hatred.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they hate those people, and those are peaceful people.
But here's the thing. There aren't any Aborigines that are running the country. There aren't any Aborigines that are running things. Aborigines are in a large sense similar, in the same state as the Native Americans.
Absolutely.
Are here in the United States. So what's up with that? They need
a focal point.
There's this wonderful, wonderful movie that's very difficult to watch. Mm-hmm. It's called The Rabbit Fence. It's about how they would take Aborigine but steal Aborigine babies, much like African people were stolen from Africa, and they took them from their families and they put them in these basically concentration camps or with white families in order to brainwash the Aboriginal people in Australia. And this is a movie starring Ralph Fiennes that talks about it traces a group of kids that were snatched from their family, and they escaped from these concentration camps, and they had to find their way back home, and the only way that they could find their way back home was following this rabbit fence that they put up in Australia to keep the rabbits from going across the land. And it's a wonderful movie. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie.
And that's RABBIT?
That is correct.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Here's an act. Here's an act that you all can engage in for peace activist, a Seattle peace activist, Burt Sachs. He engages in a monthly act of resistance, and it's 59 cents. He refuses to pay the war tax on his Quest phone bill. I object to the U.S. government's policy of using famine as tools against civilian population. That's wrong. Sachs is one of thousands of Americans who believe by refusing to pay federal taxes attached to their monthly phone bills, they are helping, they're taking a stance against the funding of the military operations overseas. Isn't that interesting? Some of these activists have been withholding the phone tax since the Vietnam War. A CBS poll that was released this week says that 52% believe that of Americans believe that the Bush administration intentionally misled the public when its officials made the case for the war. Huh. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Stay with me, folks. 454-0400 is the phone number.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling, too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-yap, 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 let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-yap, 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 it's grand. Just holding your hand.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Southbound 55 at 44, there's an accident. Only the left lane is getting by on the ramp. Northbound 55 between Imperial Main and Butler Hill. Look for normal traffic. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler all the way to 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 at Timberlake Manor all the way to Mason Road. Nothing to report there. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel all the way to Blanchett Bridge looks good. Northbound 270 at 44 in Marshall. Everything is on the move. Westbound 270 from New Halls Ferry to the Washington Elizabeth exit. Look for no problems to report there. Westbound 5570 split from 4th Street on the PSP looks good. Westbound 64 from Ball Avenue to the PSP, nothing to report there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Illinois Bank all the way into Memorial Drive, everything's on the move. Northbound Route 3 from 157 to the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect normal traffic. Eastbound Natural Bridge at Florissant Road and Lucas and Hunt, look for the right lane to be closed for some maintenance work going on there. The Broadway ramp to westbound 40 is closed for maintenance work as well. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Play pick 3 from the Illinois Lottery through December 24th and watch for the green ball double draw. One green ball, two chances to win. Illinois Lottery, have a ball, play responsibly. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. For today, mostly cloudy, a chance for sprinkles and or flurries. Otherwise, the highs will be in the lower 40s. For this evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Moving on to Tuesday, partly sunny with a high around 40. Tuesday evening, rain likely with a low in the lower 30s. And on Wednesday, occasional rain with a high around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 36 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 38. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Tuesday morning at 7, a look at why the IRS seems to have churches in its sights at the present time. It stems from a church in California whose pastor gave a sermon dealing with the political climate just before last year's election. Now, the IRS may revoke that church's tax-exempt status. Is the freedom to worship in danger? We'll look at this troubling trend with Rabbi Jack Molee, Vice Chairman of the Interfaith Alliance, Tuesday morning at 7 on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Now that Medicare finally has prescription drug benefits, what does it mean for you? I'm Senator Bob Dole, and on January 1st, 2006, all Medicare beneficiaries, regardless of income, will have drug coverage. Explore your options now so you can take full advantage of this program. Enrollment begins November 15th. Call 1-800-MEDICARE or visit www.medicare.gov to get all the facts.
This message is endorsed by Easter Seals, providing services for children and adults with disabilities.
Congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communications Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake Up Call. And with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update series. When we call it the award-winning Wake Up Call, we're not kidding. From everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, congratulations to Liz Brown on an outstanding job.
We're all looking for ways to get more mileage from a gallon of gas. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman with steps you can take to save money by getting the most out of every gallon of gas that you buy. First, keeping your car tuned and in proper working condition can improve gas mileage by up to 40%. Replacing your air filter and keeping tires properly inflated improves fuel efficiency. When you can, avoid idling your car. Running your engine when you're not moving wastes gas and money. Obey the speed limit. Speeding reduces fuel mileage by up to 23%. Your gas mileage decreases rapidly once you get above 60 miles an hour. You have the power to make a difference. By taking these steps, you can save money and help our nation reduce its energy use.
For more tips on saving money at the gas pump, please visit our website at www.energy.gov or call toll-free 1-877-337-3463. This powerful savings message is provided by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
Next on Mondays at 9, the bird flu scare. Is it real, or is there a secret agenda behind President Bush's comments predicting a worldwide epidemic? Can the steps Mr. Bush is calling for stop the spread of bird flu to the United States? Are there other things that might work better than the vaccine being pushed by the government? A look at this subject with Dr. Cass Ingram from the Center for Health, nationally known author and speaker, on the next edition of Mondays at 9. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought along some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, say all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
The truth will set you free. Miss Brown, have you heard the latest was coming out of Claire McCaskill's mouth?
No, I have not.
I couldn't wait to get to you. I heard this Friday because I want you to be the first to know. I want you to school her on this so she can verify this or you when you talk to her. Because what I'm about to tell you is the truth. The news report is that Claire McCaskill is saying that she does not want to be characterized with the Democrats up there in Washington, D.C. She says she's known as an independent Democrat. Well, I want Claire McCaskill to know, Ms. Brown, there's no such thing as the independent Claire, Democrat Claire. Either you're a Democrat or you're not. I'm not saying Ms. Brown, she wants to distance herself away from Howard Dean. Howard Dean is saying that the war in Iraq cannot be won. I want Claire to know this.
Okay, wait, slow down just for a second.
Yes, please, I'm very upset.
Okay, tell me why you say that she wants to distance herself from Howard Dean. What did she say that makes you say that?
She said she wants to distance herself from Howard Dean.
She did. Those were the words that came out of her mouth?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and why did she say she wanted to distance herself from Howard Dean?
Because Howard Dean says that the war in Iraq cannot be won. That's what she said. And she can verify this when you talk to her. Or she can deny this. Whatever way she wants, she could deny this or verify this. And I know it's all the different...
Well, you know what the sad part of it is?
Go ahead, Ms. Brown.
Howard Dean is distancing himself from that statement.
Yes,
he is. Oh, I see. Yes, he is. Howard Dean is distancing himself from that statement.
Well, Ms. Brown.
Okay, you know, so, you know, I guess, and Howard Dean was right. But if you're going to let people punk you, then you're no good for us either.
Yes.
Okay? And I guess the question is that should other people stand by stuff that other people ain't going to stand by?
I agree with you on that, Ms. Brown.
You know, but how I have heard, and I haven't verified this, I've heard several reporters say that Howard Dean is distancing himself from that statement. Tell you what, I will know that by the end of the next break, whether or not he has actually distanced himself from that statement, because... My question, if America feels that we got there for the wrong reason, doesn't America feel that we can't win this war?
I agree with you, Ms. Brown. And Ms. Brown, like I say, though, as far as I'm very happy that Howard Dean took the party over because I'm getting sick and tired of these Democrats.
But if he's distancing himself from his own statement, then we got problems.
I understand. We have problems with Claire also.
What I understand, you know, here's the thing. I don't call myself a Democrat. I don't call myself a Democrat because these guys are what are they doing that's consistent with what's important to you?
I agree with you. Now, she's calling herself an independent Democrat. There's no such thing as an independent Democrat, Ms. Brown.
I don't know.
There's no such thing as that. Like I say, I'm hoping she gets with you, Ben. Another thing, Ms. Brown. Now, if she wants to talk like this, she wants to distance herself from those people up there in Washington.
But wait a minute. I guess I need to understand who she's distancing herself from, because if she's distancing herself from Joe Lieberman, go ahead on.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if she's distancing
herself, don't characterize her with the rest of those Democrats.
But let's talk about the place that she's trying to go. And I am certainly not defending her because I don't know exactly the context and everything that she's saying. But you and I know that Lieberman is a Democrat. Is he any good for us?
I agree with
you. Hillary Clinton's a Democrat. Is she any good for us?
I agree with you.
Okay, how many Democrats voted against the Patriot Act? One.
You're right.
Okay. What's his name? Patrick Leahy co-sponsored the Patriot Act.
Yes, ma'am.
All those Democrats said yes to Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
So, who do you embrace as a Democrat in the United States Senate?
Well, I hope that her and Howard can work this thing out, Ms. Brown, before her election comes up. Because
I don't know what it means.
I don't know. But like I said, she knows what Matt Blunt did to her. She knows what happened to Gene Carnahan, Ms. Brown. How does she expect to win that seat from talent?
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I would distance myself from weak-kneed, rudderless, cowardly Democrats as well.
Yes, I agree with you on that, Ms. Brown.
Okay.
Very much, Ms. Brown. I said, Ms. Brown, before now and the time she comes up, I hope she straightens out with you, Ms. Brown. Have a nice day, Ms.
Take
Brown.
Care of yourself. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Car phone. Yes, Steve.
How you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
You know, I tuned in this morning on my television news, and one of the first things I caught was a clip from Nightline. And they had a panel of mothers who had lost their children, you know, over in Iraq. And they were pretty well split. And, of course, I cannot imagine a bigger gulf exists right now than these people that are saying that we went over there to free these Iraqis and give them democracy. They've been retreating from their positions on weapons of mass destruction and everything else. And it now boils down to their only stance is they're freeing the Iraqi people and giving them a democracy.
Mm.
And one other comment on this Australian thing.
Yes.
You know, I find it hilarious. All these people were supposed to be drunken teenagers that were attacking these Muslims down there. You know, that's what the news said.
The news says a crowd of at least 5,000 overwhelmingly under, I guess, the future of Australia?
Drunken teenagers. That's what they were saying.
They said
drunken teenagers.
Yeah, right. They took over the shores, and they said police were powerless.
I don't know. Wait a minute.
Do you think the police would have been powerless if there had been 5,000 Muslims that had been marching down that beach? You think we'd have some dead bodies up here?
I'll tell you what. Those police were swinging their batons because I think the crowd was getting ready to turn on them, too. But one last thing. Condoleezza Rice, one of her most famous statements was, how could we have imagined that somebody would use airplanes as missiles and fly them into buildings? Well, last week on the news, I also caught there's been a document recently declassified that they were warning Saudi Arabia back in 1998 and 1999 that bin Laden would try to hijack airliners and use them as missiles.
They knew.
They knew.
They knew.
How could Condoleezza Rice...
Who's her best friend? Or who's her husband?
Washington. That's the guy that's got his own harem in this country, isn't it?
That's her husband. So if her husband's a liar, she supports her husband, she's a liar too.
That's the fact.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, Washington. Speculation is increasing that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld will leave the administration in the early part of 2006 when a new government is formed in Iraq following elections later this month. The leading replacement for him seems to be his deputy, Gordon England. But now a second candidate has appeared in the form of Senator Joe Lieberman. It's believed that Lieberman was considered for the U.N. ambassador's job before John Bolton got it. A White House advisor who wished to remain anonymous says that Rumsfeld wanted to leave last year after the president got reelected, but neither he nor Mr. Bush wanted the leaving to look like he was being forced out. There's also further speculation that recent pro-war remarks by Senator Lieberman may have been his way of sucking up to the president in order to get his name closer to the top of the list for replacing Rumsfeld. And Dateline San Diego. In a blatant act of disrespect for a man who died in combat for his country, a San Diego family says the body of their only son came home for the last time as a shipment of freight. John and Stacy Holly told a news reporter that they were appalled when they were told by the Army that the body of their son Matthew would be arriving at Lindbergh Field outside San Diego as part of a freight cargo. No American flag, no honor guard. They also said that they discovered, with the help of Senator Barbara Boxer, that the military routinely ships bodies of dead servicemen and women in cargo holds of airplanes. John Holly says if someone is killed in combat, they should be given the respect they earned for the sacrifice they made. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Tuesday morning at 9, Senator Bill Frist led the charge to put an amendment on an appropriations bill that would not allow lawsuits against drug companies if the president says their vaccines are necessary to prevent a public health threat. Why would he be so deeply involved in this type of debate? Well, you know it's got to be money. Tune in and find out the how and why when Carmen Balber from the Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights joins Liz Brown Tuesday morning at 9. Start your Saturdays with Temple Time, the radio ministry of the Temple Church of Christ. Elder Clifford Matthews brings a transforming message from the true and living God into your home on the Temple Time broadcast every Saturday morning at 7, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
When you discover something of true value, that pearl of great price, you take special care of it. The 30th Annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party celebrates its pearl anniversary this year by honoring those who help others throughout Metro St. Louis. This year's party is from 3 to 7 p.m. Sunday, December 18th at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road. The parking is free. The ticket price of $10 per person includes a family-style buffet, a DJ from Complete Music Company, the Jerry Stretz Professional Dancers, and the Sweet and Sassy Dancers continue the tradition of great entertainment. There are also drawings for door prizes, including, what else, a 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation-only tickets are also available at $5 each. Seating is limited to 500 persons, so get your tickets now and don't be disappointed. They're available from B Parks at AARP, Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler School, Rita Caffey at Contemporary Living Options, or from Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The 30th Annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party, Sunday, December 18th, 3 to 7 p.m. at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves.
Everyone at WGNU extends congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communication Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake-Up Call, and with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update. Congratulations, Liz, from your friends and colleagues at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Next on Mondays at 9, the bird flu scare. Is it real, or is there a secret agenda behind President Bush's comments predicting a worldwide epidemic? Can the steps Mr. Bush is calling for stop the spread of bird flu to the United States? Are there other things that might work better than the vaccine being pushed by the government? A look at this subject with Dr. Cass Ingram from the Center for Health, nationally known author and speaker, on the next edition of Mondays at 9. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
I really can't
say. My baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
so drop in.
Very nice.
Hold your hands there just like I.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no drink? No cash to be had out there.
I wish I knew
Crash
how
light,
to
now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hand.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, number one, fabulous Liz Brown.
Good morning, Mr. Davis.
Teach, Liz, teach. You were talking about Australia there. I have just returned from Australia 2 years ago. I was there with our Black History organization with Renoko Rashidi.
Yes.
He's a great historian, and that, and we went there to visit with the Aborigines people, you know. And so there are many people there from Africa, from India, and that, and they have been mixing, you know, with one another for over a number of years. And that's what these Caucasians there are trying to take and put them down and out, because Australia is becoming such a fabulous tourist country now. They have quite a number of very exciting, interesting things there in Australia. So it's becoming quite a tourist place. And the new Aborigines, young people, they are becoming more industrious and that. And because the older Aborigines people, they are, you know, more land-like type of people and that, and they wasn't quite as interested in business and things of that sort. But the new Aborigines, they are more industrious and that, and the Caucasians there are trying to take and keep them and hold them down, and that's what the problem is going on there. The people are trying to take and get ahead more.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Davis.
Yes, it was a very fantastic trip
and
visit with the Aborigines people there.
I'm sure it was. Thank you so much.
Surely.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Here's how one particular article coming out of Australia described what happened. A bare-chested youth in quick silver board shorts tore the headscarf of a girl's head after she ran down Corona Dune seeking safety on the beach from a thousand-strong Bane mob. Up the road, Marcus Carcass Butcher, he's a 28-year-old, a builder from Penrith, wearing work boots, wore camouflage shorts, and a black singlet, bearing, and he was screaming the words, "Muhammad was a camel, blank, blank." And they were also singing "Waltzing Matilda" as they terrorized Middle Eastern people. The crowd was 5,000. They took over Corona's foreshores and beachside streets. The police, as this article says, were powerless as 200-odd ringleaders, many clutching at bottles or cans of beer, smoking marijuana, led assaults on individuals and small groups of Lebanese Australians who risked an appearance during the six-hour racist attack. The horde swirled after fleeing individuals, sometimes sweeping past police lines and horses, chasing quarry who sought safety in restaurants, shops, toilet blocks, and ambulances and police vehicles. Some were snatched by the police who stood against the swarm. And after a local man by the name of Steely led a chant of "Blank off Lebs." And these are Lebanese Australians. A young man demanded the megaphone and told the crowd it was racist. A bottle arced from the audience and shattered him on his forehead. He fled like a bleeding rabbit, someone yelled after him. Sometimes when they cornered a victim, the crowd started singing "Waltzing Matilda." Four five four oh 400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. One man by the name of John Moffat, he's a member of Australia's First Party. He was smiling. He had been handing out political pamphlets to some of the flag and beer canned folks, and they were merrily distributing them. "This is a great day. Australia is now seeing what the policies of the last 30 years are reaping." My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back to talk to you in the next hour. Stay with me.
Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Then an angel.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Michael Barr. Some Iraqis are being allowed to vote today before Thursday's main parliamentary election. Today's vote is for people in hospitals, military camps, and prisons. And since a detained Saddam Hussein has not been convicted of a crime for now, even he is eligible to vote. Meanwhile, President Bush will head to Philadelphia today in hopes of boosting support for the U.S. mission in Iraq. ABC's Gigi Stone is in Washington.
Facing devastating credibility numbers, President Bush is trying to repair his public image. In a major speech about Iraq today, he's expected to take the more realistic tone he's been using lately, a less triumphant one than in the past.
The California Supreme Court has refused to grant a stay of execution for Stanley Tookie Williams. The former gang leader was convicted of killing four people in 1979. Unless California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger grants clemency, Williams is scheduled to be executed early Tuesday morning. The investigation continues from last Thursday's accident involving a Southwest Airlines jet at Chicago's Midway Airport. ABC's Steve Scott is in Chicago.
National Transportation Safety Board investigator Robert Benson says the Southwest captain has told them he had trouble engaging the 737's thrust reversers, which helped slow the plane down on the ground.
Three of the four stages were deployed. That means the thrust reversers appeared to be working. One thrust reverser stage appeared not to work.
Meanwhile, funeral services for the six-year-old Indiana boy who died in the crash will be held on Wednesday. Steve Scott, ABC News, Chicago.
At least 60 people were sent to hospitals after a fire broke out at a nursing home in northern Michigan. It is still unclear what caused the blaze at the nursing home in Ishpeming Township. An actor who had a guest shot on the TV show The Sopranos faces murder charges in the death of an off-duty New York police officer. Lilo Brancato and another man are also accused of breaking into a home. This is ABC News.
My name is Sarah, and when I was about 17, I started Fry Farms. I sold our first load of pumpkins to a local Walmart. And one by one, my brothers came home from college to join me in the business. 10 years later, we're selling millions of cantaloupes, watermelons, and pumpkins that can be found in Walmart stores across the nation. Walmart appreciated the quality of the local produce, and the rural communities have thrived because of our business with Walmart. It makes me feel great. I love it.
Sir, what is your name?
Dave.
Well, Dave, you're scaring the other passengers. I have to ask you to remove the ski mask.
I have to filter out the bad air. Some of those people look terrible.
Sir, the ski mask.
Okay. How do you stay healthy breathing airplane air?
I take Emergen-C every day. The powder in the little packets loaded with vitamin C, B vitamins, and essential minerals. Just mix it in your water.
It's fizzing.
That's Emergen-C. It gives your immune system a boost.
I gotta get Emergen-C. Until then, could you just drop my oxygen mask?
Emergen-C for life. Find it in the vitamin C section.
In Sydney, Australia, thousands of drunken white youths attacked police and people believed to be of Arab descent at a Sydney beach. At least 31 people were injured. Australia's Prime Minister, John Howard.
Mob violence is always sickening and always to be unconditionally condemned.
A new study is trying to find out why our nation's children are becoming more obese.
So what will it be? Sizzling hot burgers or turkey fruit and vegetables? The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation thinks too many children reach for the grease. They want to find out why with a new multi-million dollar study.
Done in a way that's fun and cool, you can get children to like fruits and vegetables.
Dr. James Marks will run the National Child Obesity Study, looking to change everything from school lunches to how food companies advertise. Andy Field, ABC News.
Delta Airlines says it has reached a tentative agreement with its pilot union. The deal calls for hourly wage reductions. Michael Barr, ABC News.
And here's a report of WGNU News brought to you by the Illinois Lottery. I'm Peyton Colston reporting for WGNU. A South County man is jailed on charges that he carried out a jewel theft and then swallowed the evidence. 43-year-old Mark Valenti allegedly asked to see two rings at a Samuel's Jewelers store last Wednesday and ran out of the store with the rings. When he was arrested a short time later, police say Valenti admitted to stealing and swallowing the rings. He was taken to an area hospital where authorities say x-rays showed the rings in Valenti's digestive tract. Valenti is charged with felony stealing over $500. Well, how's the real estate market been doing and where is it heading? AOL's financial editor, Hillary Kramer, is exploring those questions, looking at the 2005 real estate market and making predictions for 2006. Kramer says the real estate market in 2006 probably won't be as successful as it was this year.
We're going to have a deflating bubble, that's for sure. You can't have so many houses on the market. There will be an over surplus of homes out there as everyone's making that switch out of communities into retirement and out of certain areas of the country into other areas.
Kramer believes 2006 will show a decrease in sales in part because of the inflated market in 2005, which saw the national median price of homes rise by more than 16%. Kramer says St. Louis won't be affected as much because this area only saw an increase of about 7% last year. The Associated Minority Contractors of St. Louis is meeting with the National Minority Contractors Association to discuss issues regarding minority inclusion. A discussion took place last week at the Royal Vagabonds Clubhouse in St. Louis. The meeting also marks the first anniversary of the Associated Minority Contractors of St. Louis designation as a chapter of the National Association. The National Association's president, Al Barber, and executive director, Owen Tompkins, were on hand for the event. And finally, the chief of the Army Corps of Engineers is meeting with local stakeholders to discuss flood protection systems in the area. Lieutenant General Carl Strock was in town over the weekend attending the 70th anniversary of the Mississippi Valley Flood Control Association. Nicole Dalrymple, a public affairs official with the Corps of Engineers, explains some of the plans for the St. Louis flood protection system.
They're going to be installing new gates at 20 of the closure structures, and they're going to be permanently closing 13 that are either not needed or not used. And basically, those are the closure structures that you see across the roads or across railroad tracks.
In addition, 70 new relief wells will be built, and more than 100 existing relief wells will be upgraded. Dalrymple says overall, the St. Louis flood wall is in good shape, with just a few upgrades needed. And that's a check of WGNU News brought to you by the Illinois Lottery. Play pick three from the Illinois Lottery through December 24th and watch for Green Ball Double Draw. One green ball, two chances to win. Illinois Lottery. Have a ball. Play responsibly. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sowers traffic and weather. Sowers traffic is sponsored by TomTom. Southbound 55 at 44, that accident's been cleared. Traffic is still slow at the Poplar Street Bridge, but southbound 55 at 44. Eastbound 44 at Elm, look for an accident in the right lane. The entrance ramp to eastbound 44 is also blocked. Northbound 55 between the Imperial Main and Butler Hill, look for no problems. Report eastbound 44 from Chrysler all the way to 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Mason Road, stop and go traffic this hour. Eastbound 70 from Sunbelt all the way to Blanchett, everything is on a move. Northbound 270 from 44 to Marshall, no problems to report there. Westbound 270 from New Halls Ferry all the way to Washington Elizabeth, nothing to report. Westbound 5570 from the Poplar Street Bridge, everything looks good there. Westbound 64 at the 5570 merge in the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect a little bit of slow traffic this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic between the Illinois Bank all the way onto Memorial Drive. Everything is on the move. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for very heavy volume there. Eastbound Natural Bridge at Florissant and Lucas and Hunt. Look for the right lane to be closed. Westbound ramp to 40 is also closed for maintenance work. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by TomTom. TomTom is your portable GPS solution. It's perfect whether you're stuck in holiday traffic or for a holiday gift. Right now, get a $50 holiday rebate on a TomTom Go GPS system. Available at Best Buy, Circuit City, or other fine retailers. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Mostly cloudy today. A chance of sprinkles and or flurries in the morning with a high in the upper 40s. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Moving on to Tuesday, partly sunny, a high around 40. Tuesday evening, rain likely with a low in the lower 30s. And then on Wednesday, occasional rain with a high around 40. Currently under cloudy conditions, we have 36 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 38 with some clouds as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. And I do want to just mention that the passing of Richard Pryor. 65 years old, a young man. That's too young to die. That is too young to die. I want to just run down some of the things that he did, the films that he did. Okay, he was born. What's so interesting, he just died after his. He's barely 65. He really was 64 when you think about it. He was born December 1st. 1940, Peoria, Illinois. The movies. Lost Highway, 1997. Mad Dog Time, 1996. Another You, 1991. Three Musketeers, 1991. He was the narrator in that. One of my favorite movies, Harlem Nights. Ah, it was such a good movie. Such a good movie. See No Evil, Hear No Evil, 1989. Moving, 1988. Critical Condition, 1987. Jojo Dancer, Your Life is Calling. Excellent biographical, biographic type of movie. Biopic is the word I was looking for, biopic. Jojo Dancer, Brewster's Millions, 1985. Superman, 1983. The Toy, that wasn't so good, 1982. Bustin' Loose, 1981. Stir Crazy, 1980. In God We Trust, 1980. Holy Moses, 1980. The Muppet Movie, 1979. California Suite, 1978. The Wiz, 1978. Blue Collar. That was an excellent movie. Excellent movie on class. Excellent movie, Blue Collar, 1978. Grease Lightning, 1977. Silver Streak, 1976. Bingo, Long and the Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings, 1976. Car Wash. Remember that? Car Wash, 1976. Uptown Saturday Night, 1974. Some Call It Lovin', 1973. Lady Sings the Blues. Remember, he was the piano man in that. I watched Lady Sings the Blues when right before Billy D. Williams was on the show a couple years back. And I marveled at the acting gift. Richard Pryor was a fabulous actor. Fabulous actor. Lady Sings the Blues, 1972. You Gotta Walk Like You Talk or You'll Lose That Beat, 1971. Carter's Army, 1970. That was television. The Young Lawyers, that was TV also, 1969. Wild in the Streets, 1968. Uncle Tom's Fairy Tales, 1968. The Busybody, 1967. He was a writer. He won the Mark Twain Prize, Richard Pryor. Jojo Dancer, he wrote. Richard Pryor, Live and Smokin', he wrote. Richard Pryor, Here and Now, 1983. Richard Pryor, Live on the Sunset Strip, he wrote. Did the filmography on it. Busting Loose, Richard Pryor Live Concert, Richard Pryor Show, Richard Pryor Special, Blazing Saddles. He wrote the screenplay. Did you know that? Did you know he wrote the screenplay for Blazing Saddles? Lily, 1973. He wrote a lot of Sanford and Sons, 1972. He wrote for the Flip Wilson Show in 1970. He was also a producer. This stuff is amazing. It's just amazing. Richard Pryor Offenses, Mo Funny, Black Comedy in America, 1993. Jojo Dancer, Your Life is Calling, he produced that. Richard Pryor, Live on the Sunset Strip, Bustin' Loose, The Richard Pryor Show. He was the executive producer. He also did, he was a director, Jojo Dancer, Your Life is Calling, Richard Pryor, Here and Now. He did all kinds of
Filmographies, Bitter Jester, The Comedy Store, Mark Twain Prize, Why Did We Laugh, What Makes You Laugh, 1995. This man has, and I can't even go through everything. It will take me all morning to go through everything about the remarkable man that he was. And again, 65, barely 65. He just turned 65 on December 1st. He was suffering from multiple sclerosis. And check it out, he had MS for 20 years. For 20 years. Married 7 times. 7 children. 7 times. Married twice to the same woman, married twice to 2 women, 2 different women. I love the fact that he, I see at least one comedian going through what he went through in his evolutionary process. When Richard Pryor went to Africa, he came back and never used the N-word again. He said, I went there and I didn't see anybody that fit that description. Why am I using that? And he never used it again. And I see that in one comic who's was over in Africa. Had that, what's the baby's name on Comedy Central? The comedian that has sold more DVDs of a television show, Dave Chappelle, than anybody has ever sold of a DVD of a television show. His television show, The Dave Chappelle Show, sold more DVDs than any other television show so far in the history of DVDs and television shows. But he quit his show. He went to Africa and he's had a conversion, if you will, finding himself and what his responsibilities are on this earth. Richard Pryor was a genius. Richard Pryor was a genius. He raged against racism. He raged against poverty. He raged against police brutality. He talked about enslavement. Remember on the album Bicentennial Nigger? Remember he talked about, as he played the battle hymn of the Republic? As the background music, he talked about the Middle Passage. He talked about the desecration of the black families during enslavement. Remember the end of that? Remember the end of that? Remember the black man with the stars and the stripes on his forehead, grinning and chuckling his way through the strange odyssey of black folks in America? Remember the last line of that, where he said, y'all probably forgot about it, but I ain't never gonna forget. It's 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. He will be missed. There are many, 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 many imitators. And none of them rise to the man, the artist, the genius, the provocateur, the truth teller that Richard Pryor was. You're on the wake-up call.
Yeah, thank you, Sister Liz. This is Brother Arlene. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Happy holidays to you and, of course, upcoming Happy Kwanzaa coming up pretty soon.
Very good. Thank you. And happy Kwanzaa and happy holidays to you.
And there's this very beautiful comparison. Richard Pryor. May that brother rest in peace. May Allah, may God give him, grant him peace in paradise. Wonderful brother. Watched him upcoming over my 36 years on this planet. I watched him, you know, and watched his movies, his stand-up comic, everything. And Dave Chappelle was a wonderful comparison. Would you compare him with Dave Chappelle? That's wonderful.
Well, I didn't compare him as much as I said that I believe that Dave Chappelle is going through a reevaluation and a growth that Richard Pryor went through. Dave Chappelle is too young to say that he is going to have the impact that Richard Pryor did, and he hasn't had the same type of impact that Richard Pryor has had so far.
Right. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. And, of course, the other comedians that try to be, say, compared to him, a lot of people want to compare him with Chris Rock, and some say Eddie Murphy, and some
I think he's lost his way recently. I think he's, with the movie choices that he has made, I think Eddie Murphy is a genius. I think he truly is a comedic genius. I think he's a fabulous actor. He's made some really lousy choices in the last four or five movies that he has done. But I think he's very gifted. I think he's very, very gifted. He's different. He's a different, genius than Richard Pryor is, or Richard Pryor was, but he's made some lousy choices lately. Some lousy, lousy, lousy choices. What was that Haunted Mansion crap? You know, yes. What was that?
You didn't like that one? I thought it was kind of good. You didn't like that one?
Stupid. It was stupid. It was beneath him. I mean, he's not making any more movies like Boomerang. He's not making any more movies like Harlem Nights. He's not making those kind of. Honestly, if you go back and watch Boomerang with Eddie Murphy, you go back and watch, you will see black people. And you compare Boomerang to Harlem Nights with Richard Pryor, black people looked beautiful. The clothes that they wore, the lighting, the makeup, the script, the message, all of it was just gloriously shot. It was Boomerang is a wonderful, wonderful movie, and so was Harlem Nights with Richard Pryor in it too. Eddie Murphy's not making those kinds of movies anymore.
Well, I have to come with somewhat agree. Well, Boomerang, I watched Boomerang because at that particular time when Boomerang went out, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to close out. Boomerang, I was going through a relationship type of situation when Boomerang came out, and it did kind of touch me, especially with the music by that group, Boys to Men,
mm-hmm.
The End of the Road. And
I was going through a
very hurtful situation with a very beautiful female at that time. But at that time, okay, sister, well, you
all
have
right,
a wonderful,
you,
like I say, happy holidays and
take
happy
care.
Quads, and everybody have a happy holiday season, period.
Thank Peace. You. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Ike.
How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I was listening, watching TV all yesterday, watching sports. The match about Richard Pryor,
mm-hmm.
He was in my era, and the man was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I got all of his movies, Liz,
mm-hmm.
All of them. And like I said, nothing he didn't make get a rise out of you. This man was a genius.
Yes, he was.
And he wrote his own stuff, and all the other things that he did for comedians. It's only one Richard Pryor.
That's fact.
And I got so many. I told you I got about 1,000 movies. I'm a collector, but I was saying before I give my stuff away, and I got grandkids of my age, but they're so distant, they don't know anything, and I can't even talk to them about things. And no comparison, you just can't communicate with these kids, most of them today that I know, from 30 years and over, they just lost. And their idea on entertainment, these children today, African Americans that I've talked to only. I just don't understand them at all. It's really baffling.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. We're going to take this break, and then I'll be back. Much, much more to talk to you about. Stay with me.
I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Southbound 55 at 44, that accident's been cleared. Traffic's finally thinning out. Elm at 44, look for an accident. It's been cleared there as well. Imperial Main at 55, there's an accident reported on the ramp to northbound 55. Northbound 55 between Imperial Main and Butler Hill, look for normal traffic. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler all the way to 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 from Clarkson to Mason, look for stop and go traffic. Eastbound 70 from K to 79, heavy volume going on there. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to Marshall, everything is on the move at this hour. Westbound 270 from New Halls Ferry to Washington Elizabeth looks good. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and Lindbergh, everything is slow this hour. Eastbound 40 from Clayton Warson all the way to McKnight, look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound 5570 from the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic there as well. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, look for no problems to report this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Memorial Drive looks good. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the ramps to the Poplar Street Bridge. Heavy volume going on there. Natural Bridge eastbound between Florissant and Lucas and Hunt. Look for the right lane closed. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Play Pick 3 from the Illinois Lottery through December 24th and watch for the Green Ball Double Draw. One green ball, two chances to win. Illinois Lottery, have a ball, play responsibly. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Mostly cloudy today, a chance of sprinkles and or flurries this morning, otherwise a high in lower 40s. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 40. Tuesday evening, rain likely with a low in the lower 30s. And on Wednesday, occasional rain with a high around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 37 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 39. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Wednesday morning at 9, Hollywood director Kitty Cavey joins Liz Brown for a look at how Hollywood stereotypes Asians. Her life story in itself is a fascinating show, but her latest work is called Smashing Stereotypes, and it pulls the curtain on how a Korean-born actor came to Hollywood with plenty of merits, but became typecast to only certain styles of roles. Does the acting industry really let you succeed through hard work? Don't miss director Kitty Cavey, Wednesday morning at 9, on The Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and get a new attitude.
Tuesday morning at 9, Senator Bill Frist led the charge to put an amendment on an appropriations bill that would not allow lawsuits against drug companies if the president says their vaccines are necessary to prevent a public health threat. Why would he be so deeply involved in this type of debate? Well, you know it's got to be money. Tune in and find out the how and why when Carmen Balber from the Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights joins Liz Brown Tuesday morning at 9.
This is the Samaritan's Purse Hurricane Relief Update.
Samaritan's Purse Relief units are on the Gulf Coast actively working to restore people's lives affected by Hurricane Katrina. Now, the Gulf Coast has experienced another powerful storm, Hurricane Rita, and we're expanding our efforts. Samaritan's Purse is committed to the victims of both hurricanes. The need for your help is urgent. Call or go online today.
Donate online at SamaritansPurse.org or call 1-800-567-8183. That's 1-800-567-8183.
Congratulations to Joe Garcia, producer of the Global News Update, a feature of the Morning Wake Up Call. Joe, along with Liz Brown, are the 2005 winners of the Best Spot News Award from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. We always knew Joe was a winner, and now you know too. Again, congratulations to Joe Garcia. Another reason to listen to the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Today's solutions can be found when you join Dave Lenahan online at WGNU.net.
Today, all Americans are feeling the pinch of high energy prices. And this winter, the cost of heating your home could account for nearly half of your energy bill. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman. The steps you can take to save money and make your home more energy efficient. First, give your home furnace or heat pump a checkup to ensure it's running as efficiently as possible. Proper insulation in attic, ceilings, floors, crawl spaces, and exterior and basement walls can save 30% on your home energy bill. And insulate the heating ducts, even in unheated areas of your house. Finally, installing a programmable thermostat will ensure you don't pay for energy you aren't using. Program the thermostat down to 65 degrees for 8 hours a day to reduce your heating bill by up to 10%. You have the power to make a difference. You can reduce your home energy bills and help our nation reduce its energy use.
For more energy efficiency tips, please visit our website at www.doe.gov or call toll-free 1-877-337-3463. This powerful savings message is provided by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
Next on Mondays at 9, the bird flu scare. Is it real, or is there a secret agenda behind President Bush's comments predicting a worldwide epidemic? Can the steps Mr. Bush is calling for stop the spread of bird flu to the United States? Are there other things that might work better than the vaccine being pushed by the government? A look at this subject with Dr. Cass Ingram from the Center for Health, nationally known author and speaker, on the next edition of Mondays at 9. Informative. Educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe.
Welcome back. To the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. Living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get to me. Earl, you're on the Wake Up Call.
Yes, Miss Brown. Thank you for taking my call and happy holidays.
Same to you.
And I'm not sorry, but I'm just grateful for the for the time that Mr. Pryor was able to spend on this earth with us here.
That's a fact.
And I give thanks. But, Miss Brown, I'm calling because a while back I spoke to you, and I'm a handicapped person, and I invited you
Yes. I'm so glad you called back because I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that, and here's what I would like to do. I may have done this before, but let me do this again. I want to get your number, okay? Because I'm going to call you back because that is something that we're going to do. We're going to do a special show on that.
And Miss Brown, I must convey to you, Miss Brown, that I'm not trying to paint with a broad paint stroke because I love my people, and with your radio show, I think that you can do a job of awakening us to those of us who are, you know, detrimental or like bringing bad news to our neighborhood. It's not all of us who are acting up, but there are those who need to be pointed out. That's all I ask. And I do love my people, Miss Brown, so don't get the wrong impression that I'm some kind of right winger or that I'm pulling for George Bush. I'm pulling for black people, black Americans, Afro-Americans.
Well, who are the people of African descent that you think that are not being pointed out that are doing wrong?
Well, when I listen to your show, Miss Brown, I hear people call in and they point out the troublemakers in our neighborhood.
But here's the thing. There are people that spend time in trying to define the community of African descent by the actions of a small few of us.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm not trying to do. And I'm not saying that you are. I'm saying that the other people that I address on those issues, that's where they're coming from, and that's my responsibility to address them in that way.
Yes, but Ms. Brown, it appears sometimes that you are coming to the defense of those and not wanting to dwell or not wanting to talk about the bad that occurs in our community. And I think that is a detriment
for the
whole.
And I don't think so at all. I don't think so. I think that there will always be a discussion. In fact, when you have an entire community that the world attempts to define by the bad actions of a few of them, there will always be somebody to talk about that. That's not my job.
Wait, we are not trying to define.
Please don't speak for everybody. Speak for yourself. Say that you're not trying to do that, and that makes
right,
you
now,
that
exactly.
makes you the that makes you the
corrected.
Exception.
Ms.
That
Ms.
makes
Brown,
you the.
Well, I see over here on Natural Bridge and Newstead, Natural Bridge and Fair, Natural Bridge and Vandenvender.
Mm-hmm.
I see good, and also I see bad, Miss Brown, and that bad is painting the whole community.
No, it's not. No, racism is painting the whole community.
I think some of us use racism as an excuse to not to
and
point
that,
out
and
the
that,
bad in our community.
And that's detrimental
to our community.
Hold on. You can't say that you're not doing something when it turns out that you are. The reality of it is that the actions of a few don't paint the entire community as negative. Just like the actions of a few people in your own family that don't do right. You don't let your family be defined by those acts of those few people. You address those issues as best you can. But you certainly, when you're talking about your family, you don't talk about the bad actions of the few. And you don't address your family like that. And to say that, to suggest that it is racism is being used as an escape or as an excuse says to me that you don't fully understand what racism is. And I am going to do the bus thing. I truly am. I think that that's a great idea. I think that that's a great idea. I probably am not doing it in the way that you think that I'm going to be doing it, but I'm definitely going to do that. And I put you on hold for you to leave your number, but, yeah, you went off hold, so you need to call back and leave your number with Howard. Phyllis, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you.
Yes. You know, When I listened to the news over the weekend and found out that Richard Pryor had passed on, you know, it was just something that struck in me. You know what I'm saying? I say, my goodness. I say, here goes
something that struck him or struck
me.
Struck you, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was calling you to say to you, I know you didn't get to everything that Richard Pryor had played in, and you named quite a few things, and some of the things
I
never heard of.
What I missed.
But you know what?
What I missed.
I can't let you go without mentioning the Mac.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
I love the Mac.
Yes, ma'am.
That was one of my favorite movies.
Yes, ma'am.
With Richard Pryor in it.
You know what? There's so many movies that I like for different reasons. I love JoJo Dancer. Your Life is Calling. That was.
You know what?
He
I've been trying to find JoJo Dancer on the internet for the last 4 or 5 months, and I can't. You know.
Do you have TiVo? Okay. Do you know what TiVo is? Okay. TiVo is the best invention since the fax machine. Honest to God, it's right up there in the top inventions. It's this box that you attach to your television, or if you have DirecTV, it comes. It's another box. It comes, and what it does is you can program in it digitally records anything that you tell it to record.
Okay.
Like if you have a television show, you program it in, and it will record that television show every single time that television show is on. You can make it record the first runs only, so you don't get any repeats on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can, and the coolest thing about it is, or one of the cool things about it is, you can program into it a actor's name, a director's name, a movie's name, and it will record every single movie that comes on TV, no matter what channel it's on, that particular movie.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go home tonight and program in Richard Pryor, because I have Denzel Washington on there, I have Don Cheadle on there, all the actors, I have Alfred Hitchcock on there, all the actors or directors or movies that you want to see that you never know when they're going to come on, because this thing records out a month from now, so it will let you know when that movie's on, and it will record it for you.
Well, I gotta look TiVo up.
TV, go get TiVo. It's only like $12 or $15 a month, and it is a wonderful thing. What did that guy say on those infomercials? Set it and forget it. That's exactly what you do.
Okay, then.
All right, so do that.
Okay, food for thought.
All right,
I want to see if I can get that TiVo.
All right, now.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break, folks. Free commercial for TiVo. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get... Oh, Santa Claus comes down. I'll be back.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
WGNU.
Your award-winning Wake Up Call Global News Update is brought to you this hour by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Dateline Jerusalem. Sources say Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has given his military leaders the order to prepare for a possible strike on uranium processing sites in Iran come spring. Israeli intelligence reportedly told Sharon that they found enrichment facilities in operation. They're said to be small and concealed in civilian locations. Recently, Sharon said Israel cannot accept a nuclear Iran, and the country was making preparations to be ready for such a situation. 24 years ago, Israel attacked and destroyed a nuclear reactor in Iraq when it perceived that reactor as being a threat to Middle East stability. And a Dateline Washington. A new scandal is about to break involving the Department of Justice.
The Washington Post reports that staff attorneys for the Justice Department never recommended the passage of the Georgia voter ID law or the Texas redistricting measure. But those recommendations were overruled by Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez and other top officials in the Justice Department. Both of those states are 2 of 10 states that have to get permission from the Department of Justice when they change any part of their voting laws, and that's because of past problems with voting. It's also been brought to light that the department has started enforcing a policy of not allowing staff attorneys to make any recommendations on major voting rights cases, which could explain why it did not listen to the recommendations in the most recent ones. At least 18 members of Congress are now calling for an investigation into the matter, saying American democracy does not allow for millions of American citizens to be denied the right to fair representation by manipulating the democratic process. This is your wake-up call global news update, brought to you by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
Fiction, classics.
What to get for the person who has everything.
Mystery, horror.
Bargain Books has 50,000 Christmas gifts for under $20.
Westerns, Zane Grey.
Books and more books, plus videos, magazines, and even DVDs.
Mythology, psychology.
Open 7 days a week. 20% discount on Sundays. Mention WGNU and get a free book.
Travel, children's books.
Bargain Books at A1 Books, 10204 Page in Overland, across the street from McMurray Music.
Congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of 2 2005 Excellence in Communications Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake Up Call. And with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update series. When we call it the award-winning Wake Up Call, we're not kidding. From everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, congratulations to Liz Brown on an outstanding job.
Tuesday morning at 7, a look at why the IRS seems to have churches in its sights at the present time. It stems from a church in California whose pastor gave a sermon dealing with the political climate just before last year's election. Now, the IRS may revoke that church's tax-exempt status. Is the freedom to worship in danger? We'll look at this troubling trend with Rabbi Jack Moline, Vice Chairman of the Interfaith Alliance, Tuesday morning at 7 on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. That's 800-376-9913.
Next on Mondays at 9, the bird flu scare. Is it real, or is there a secret agenda behind President Bush's comments predicting a worldwide epidemic? Can the steps Mr. Bush is calling for stop the spread of bird flu to the United States? Are there other things that might work better than the vaccine being pushed by the government? A look at this subject with Dr. Cass Ingram from the Center for Health, nationally known author and speaker, on the next edition of Mondays at 9. A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
To search and for share.
Wonderful. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. How deep? How deep, how deep, how deep? How deep does the right-wing insanity go? How deep is the hole? How deep, how far will they go? Do they eat their own? Do they shame their mama? How deep, how far will they go? Well, it just so happens I have the evidence of that. Just so happens I have the evidence of that. Check this out. Y'all know who Mike Wallace is, right? He's on 60 Minutes. He's been on, and he's talked about it. He's been on shows talking about how he's had this. He's been in 60 Minutes for decade after decade after decade. He said in the Boston, he was quoted in the Boston Globe last week. The fact that George Bush has been elected president shows America is blanked up. Okay. He's been here for a couple of years. Mike Wallace has. And I understand that that's not the normal 60 Minutes word choice. Blanked up. But he said it. And he's an American. And he's entitled to say it. Right? How messed up is our right-wing zealots? Do they eat their own? Mike Wallace's son is also a anchorman or newsman, or no, let's just say he's on Fox. He's neither a news. You can't be on Fox and be a news person. So he's on Fox. His name is Chris Wallace. And what did Chris Wallace say about his father, who said that America is blanked up because they elected George W. Bush? Chris Wallace said about his daddy on television, he's lost it. The man has lost it. You need to have your behind kicked from here to California and then back again. You said that about your daddy on television? And he said, and Wallace Jr. quickly dispelled any notion that he was joking. When Carr said that his comments were likely to be covered, he said, you know what? Fine. Go ahead. Call them. That's fine. I'll stand by that. And then he goes on further to say about his father, he's checked out. I don't understand it. I don't know why he said what he said. And here's what the boy's father said, because Mike Wallace was asked on by the Boston Globe. Here's the question. Mike Wallace was asked, if you had the chance to interview Bush, what would you ask him? He said, I'd ask, quote, what in the world prepared you to be the commander-in-chief of the largest superpower in the world? Your background, Mr. President, you apparently were incurious. You didn't want to travel. You knew very little about the military. The governor of the state of Texas doesn't have the same kind of power that most other governors have. Why do you think they nominated you? Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that this country is so blanked up? How far, how deep does a rabbit hole go in the Republican Party? A boy would say that his father has lost it on television. Shame. Shame. And I guess that the best word to describe them is shameless. Shameless. You'd say that about your own dad. That's how would Mike Wallace call that? What would Mike Wallace say about that? That's blanked up. That's blanked up. That's what he would say. How deep does a rabbit hole go? Now you know. Now you know. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
Girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Michael Barr. Convicted killer Stanley Tookie Williams has less than a day to live. Unless California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger offers clemency to the former gang leader, Williams will be executed early tomorrow morning. ABC's Alex Stone has more from outside San Quentin Prison in Northern California.
At 1 minute past midnight, San Quentin prison officials will give Williams a lethal injection unless Governor Schwarzenegger calls off the execution. An announcement from the governor's office was expected over the weekend, but it never came. Now with the hours clicking by, Stanley Tookie Williams is running out of time. During a radio interview over the weekend, Williams said he does not want a final meal because it would be hypocritical to take food from the people who are going to kill him. Alex Stone, ABC News, outside San Quentin Prison in Northern California.
Hospital patients, prisoners, and soldiers are being allowed today to vote before Thursday's main parliamentary election in Iraq. Security is being tightened before Thursday's vote, including a nighttime curfew. President Bush is scheduled to give a speech in just over an hour in Philadelphia. It's an effort to boost support for the U.S. mission in Iraq. ABC's Ann Compton has more from the White House.
America's own constitutional birth was not easy, and President Bush makes that point today in the historic city of Philadelphia, a major speech on Iraq's political progress. Also in that city today will be Congressman John Murtha, a Democratic war critic who now calls the U.S. the enemy in Iraq, and he says there is no alternative but to pull out. M. Compton, ABC News, the White House.
According to a new ABC News Time magazine poll, the majority of Iraqis disapprove of U.S. forces in Iraq, but the poll also shows 3 out of 4 Iraqis are confident about this week's parliamentary elections. At least 2 people are dead after an early morning fire at a nursing home in northern Michigan. 60 others are injured. This is ABC News.
If you're an adult age 65 and up, you've probably heard about the new prescription drug benefits available to you with the new Medicare Part D. You've probably also got a lot of questions. Your OSCO pharmacists have access to internet tools to help you identify plan options that cover your current medications. Enrollment period ends May 15, 2006. So come in today and ask the questions you need to decide which Part D prescription plan is best for you. Your trusted partner in health, OSCO Drug.
As a bloodhound, I have a pretty good sense of smell. Right now, I can smell a 7-ounce filet with hollandaise sauce about 4 miles from here. Mmm, I love filet. I think I'll go see if they have any left over.
You don't think your dog will run away? Your dog might think differently. 1 in 3 pets will get lost. Without ID, 90% won't return home. That's why vets recommend the Home Again microchip, a safe, permanent ID that can bring your pet home. Talk to your vet about Home Again and visit homeagainpets.com.
The nation is remembering Richard Pryor. The comedian died over the weekend of a heart attack at age 65. Pryor's daughter, Rain, talked with ABC's Good Morning America.
I saw him about 2 weeks ago, and I just told him how much I loved him and that I thought he was great and that he's my first love.
According to OPEC, the cartel will keep oil flowing at its highest levels ever, but that may not last. Oil ministers say they're reserving the right to consider cuts if demand drops and prices fall. Ralph Ham got 2 shocks while driving around his Mauston, Wisconsin home. Ham, while in his truck, hit and killed an animal in his driveway. Shock number 1. Shock number 2, it was a kangaroo.
I thought maybe it was a fox or a coyote or something, you know. And then I got all backed up and I looked and I couldn't believe.
Authorities believe the marsupial was an escaped pet. The kangaroo's body is in a freezer until Ham can take it to a taxidermist. Michael Barr, ABC News.
Thank you.
I'm Peyton Colston reporting WGNU News. This report of WGNU News is brought to you by McDonald's. In the news, stakeholders and government officials are talking with the Army Corps of Engineers about flood protection in the St. Louis metropolitan area. The East-West Gateway hosted a roundtable discussion Friday between the Army Corps of Engineers Chief, Lieutenant General Carl Strock, and regional stakeholders and lawmakers. This was a chance for stakeholders and others to discuss their flood control interests because of recent disasters. Pro-conservation groups hope the Missouri legislature will address their concerns in the 2006 session. The priorities were set at the 4th Annual Environmental Summit earlier this month. Mark Fogle, the executive director for Missouri Votes Conservation, says this last legislative session was good to pro-conservationists and hopes this year will be as good. The advocates are encouraging the adoption of renewable energy alternatives, the elimination of TIFs and other subsidies to develop floodplains, wetlands, and other ecologically sensitive areas, and reducing mercury pollution in Missouri streams, rivers, and lakes. In other news, Heartland Bank is opening its first branch outside the St. Louis market today. The new office is set to begin operations in Lakewood, Colorado this morning. The bank's had a presence in Denver for nearly 7 years through its subsidiary, Heartland Business Credit. Heartland currently operates 11 St. Louis area locations. 4 more branches are scheduled to open next year in Ladue, Rock Hill, Town and Country, and O'Fallon, Missouri. And finally, during the cold weather, many people feel the need to warm up their cars before they get in. Bill Cassidy, an agricultural engineer at the University of Missouri, says just letting your car idle is actually the least efficient way to warm your car because the engine is not doing enough work.
Start it up and don't be afraid to use it a little bit right away. Just give the engine a mile or two before you make it do much hard work. Oh, and don't rev the engine.
Cassidy says you should never rev the engine when trying to warm it up because doing so could actually cause damage. He says making your engine work allows the gasoline vapors to burn, and that creates more heat, which will warm the engine faster. And that's WGNU News for this hour, brought to you by McDonald's. Relive all the great Busch Stadium moments in one DVD, the official Busch Stadium Tribute DVD produced by the Cardinals, on sale for a limited time only at Redbox locations at McDonald's. I'm Peyton Colston reporting for WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, or 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU on Howard Fort. We're looking at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by TomTom. Northbound 270 at 44. That incident has been cleared, but traffic still backs up at Tesson Ferry. Westbound 70 between Branch and National Bridge. Road construction and right lanes closed. Northbound 55 between Imperial Main and Butler Hill. Look for no problems report. Eastbound 44 at Bowles and 270. You've got heavy volume there. Eastbound 40 at Clarkson and Hanley. Look for stop-and-go traffic in pockets. Eastbound 70 from K to 79. It is heavy out there as well. Westbound 270 from 367 all the way to West Florissant. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit. The road maintenance operations have that ramp closed. Westbound 70 at the depressed section and Edward Jones Dome. Slow traffic due to an accident on the shoulder. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley, look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from the exchange onto the PSB, it is slow. Westbound 64 at Ball Avenue and Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank on the Cleves Landing, it is stop and go this hour. Northbound Route 3 from Monsanto onto the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge, very heavy volume there as well. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by TomTom. TomTom is your portable GPS solution that's perfect whether you're stuck in holiday traffic or for a holiday gift. Right now, get a $50 holiday rebate on TomTom Go GPS, available at Best Buy, Circuit City, and other fine retailers. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Chance of sprinkles or flurries this morning. High in the lower 40s this evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high around 40. Tuesday evening, rain likely with a low in the lower 30s. And then on Wednesday, occasional rain with a high around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 37 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting clouds in 36. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get to me. Huh. I'm going to tell you something that I didn't know. I didn't find out till I watched morning talk shows yesterday morning. But it is something that is, let me tell you two stories, if you don't mind. I changed my mind. In the middle of a sentence, I changed my mind. Because this story has to be underscored by this story. So let me tell you this first story that I didn't know. And I found out yesterday. When was the last time that George W. Bush was in New Orleans. October 11th. And when he was in New Orleans, and when he had to bring in his crew with electric generators to light up the night, because there was no electricity, in front of the St. Louis, or St. Louis Parish Church there, St. Louis Cathedral, I believe it was. He stood there and looked you in the face, looked me in the face, and said this. He said that he was going to change the way America was dealing with Katrina. He made a pledge. I pledge to you, and tonight I also offer this pledge of the American people. Throughout the area hit by the hurricane, we will do what it takes. We will stay as long as it takes to help citizens rebuild their communities and their lives. And all who question the future of the Crescent City need to know that there is no way to imagine America without New Orleans, and this great city will rise again. October 11th. And so for some of you Bush defenders out there, BDs as I call them, all you BDs out there maybe saying, it's in the plans. He's working on it. Really? Go to his website. You see Social Security? The plan for Social Security? You see the plan for renewing Iraq? And just feel this for a second. Feel this for a second. There's a plan for building another country, but not a plan for building ours. There's a plan for rebuilding another country that we destroyed. But there's no plan for building our country that nature destroyed. Ain't that some stuff? There's a plan for building Iraq on George Bush's website. Now, I don't know what it looks like today, but I know as of yesterday, when this reporter from the Post came on the Meet the Press and said, I'm going to tell you something that amazed me. The last time the president was in the hurricane region was October 11th, 2 months ago. And he said it was going to be one of the largest reconstruction efforts in the history of the world. Where are you at? And you know what? I'm not one to just play the shame game based on party affiliation. I'm going to go and search how many United States senators have been to Iraq, and how many of them have been to New Orleans, because they ain't there either, with the exception of Hallie Barbour. Let me just tell you how bad it is. Hallie Barbour, who is a sycophant, who is a BD, who is a Bush lover, embracer, he love him some Bush. He was crying in front of Congress saying, where's our stuff? You said that you were going to come down here and do this. Where's our stuff? Where's our stuff? Ask yourself. Yeah, Bush hasn't been there. Bush has not been there. But the question is where are the rest of our elected officials, our United States senators? How many times have you been there? Whew, my name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Now, the story I want to tie to this is one that I'm probably, y'all going to have to hold my hand for this one. Because there's a reason why George Bush hasn't been to New Orleans since October 11th. There's a reason. What's the reason? Come on. Say it loud. Pretend like you're Kanye West. George Bush doesn't care about black people. Period dot. Doesn't care. Doesn't care. Let me go to Walmart. You think that's a messed up segue? Well, let me tell you the story. And it will all make sense to you. There is a man, a black man. His name is Reginald Pitts. And hopefully we're going to have him on the show. Working to get him on the show. He went to Reginald Pitts has a job that many black people in America have. He is the head of HR. He's the head of HR for a roofing company. How big is his roofing company? Well, it had $1.9 billion in sales last year. So it kind of makes it the biggest roofing company in America. $1 billion worth of sales last year. Now, this roofing company spends about $50,000 a year on Walmart gift cards. And because he's the head of HR, Mr. Pitts, Reginald Pitts, and a man of African descent, he normally sent his secretary or another employee to go down and purchase the gift cards from the Walmart Supercenter in Tampa, Florida. This year she was out of town, out of the office or whatever, so Mr. Pitts took the check down to Walmart to buy $17,000 worth of gift cards for the holiday season. When Mr. Pitts went in to purchase the cards, he, and remember, these are cards that were already printed. They kept him there for 2 hours. 2 hours. They stalled him. After he handed over the check and he stood by waiting at the customer service desk, he handed over his employee business card. He handed over his driver's license. He handed over the toll-free numbers to his employer. Remember, his employer is the largest roofing company, over $1 billion in sales. It's called GAF Materials Corp. It's a roofing manufacturer company. So he handed over his GAF business card, his driver's license, the toll-free number to the GAF bank. And his accounting assured, and the accounting supervisor that Walmart called assured them that the check was, that GAF was good for the check. He stood there for 2 hours. And when he went back to go get the check from them, I don't know why he stayed for 2 hours, because I sure as heck wouldn't have, but he did. And finally, at the end of the 2 hours, he decided enough. He went back to get the check. And two Hillsborough County Sheriff's deputies appeared. They grabbed him and took him back. And he objected to the, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? We need to talk to you about this forged check that you brought here. And this is how we treat felons. Huh? They took him back in the back. Walmart had called the sheriff's department saying that this man was here with a forged check. Now, mind you, after he had handed over his business card, after he had handed over his driver's license, after he had handed over the toll-free number to GAF's bank, after the accounting supervisor assured them over the phone that they were good for the check, they called, Walmart called, the police. The police put their hands on him, took him back in the back. They stayed for 10 minutes and they left. They said, ain't no problem here. Less than 15 minutes later, they said they left. They said there was no problem there. And they left. Mr. Pitts took the check from the manager of the Walmart store. You know what the manager of the Walmart store said to him? Have a nice day. Lord have mercy, you would have had to tie me down to keep me from clocking him. You would have had to tie me down to keep me from clocking him. He said, have a nice day. That's what the manager said to him after putting Mr. Pitts through this. Mr. Pitts was so upset. He was so traumatized. He was freaking out so bad. He called the president of the company. The president of the company called Walmart, called the manager of that Walmart to say, what the heck are you doing here? What is up with this? Why did you do the head of my department like this? You know what the manager of the Walmart did to the president of a company that has over $1 billion worth of sales and spends $50,000 a year? You know what the manager of this Walmart did to the president? Hung up on him. Hung up on him. Now, Walmart corporate headquarters has called and apologized, but the boy that caused Mr. Pitts to treat Mr. Pitts this way still has his job. And he hasn't apologized for what he did. So what does that tell you? Four Walmart officials, including a regional vice president of operations at the corporate headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas, have called Mr. Pitts and apologized about the incident. No one from the store is called, and nobody from the company has explained what has happened. The company decided to buy its gift cards from Target. Two African employees were saying, Y'all know why he's doing that to you. We've seen people come in with all kinds of checks and nobody's ever been questioned. Like you have. They're doing it because you're black. They're doing it because you're black. Ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some stuff? Why hasn't this man been fired? Why hasn't Walmart called this $1 billion company? That shows how deep racism is, y'all. Now, you want to know why George Bush hasn't been back to New Orleans since October 11th? Doesn't care about the people there. Because of the color of their skin. Why hasn't Walmart fired this man? Because the policies that he engaged in are policies consistent with how Walmart does business. People like that get fired. And even if Walmart, let me tell you how deep racism goes, because just on the economic tip, what company would risk $50,000 in sales and messing with a company that does $1.3 billion worth of business? Who would do that? That's how deep racism goes. That they're willing to say, I'm not even tripping on that. We don't need that money because we are standing behind this employee. We're standing behind this employee. This is messed up. This is messed up. Robert, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Liz. I want to make an observation here on this. When Bin Laden hit America, it seems to me when Bin Laden hit America, the answer George Bush gave us was just to go and free the Iraqi people. Long story short.
Huh? What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about.
When the airplanes hit the trade centers and the Pentagon and all that, and Bush got on TV to say he's going to bring them to justice. You understand what I'm trying to say?
I have no idea what you're trying to say. Help me.
Well, we had the Operation whatever, all the operations we went through, and so far, we're in Operation Iraqi Freedom, freeing the Iraqis. Instead of bringing bin Laden to justice and his gang, we decided to free, well, Bush decided to free the Iraqi people.
But the Iraqi people had nothing to do with the 9/11.
I understand that. That's why I'm saying that's what Bush is doing now. That's his main concentration now, to free the Iraqi people and bring a democracy to
free
Iraq.
Free them from who?
From whoever he's trying to free them from.
Well, who?
From Saddam Hussein.
But we have Saddam Hussein, so they freed. So now why are we still there?
Well, that's I'm just making the observation.
All
when
right.
They when 9/11
got
came,
you. Okay.
His answer to that was just to free the Iraqi people. That's supposed to solve everything.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. David, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, sweetie?
I'm outstanding.
And happy holidays to you and your
happy
family.
Happy holidays to you.
And when I heard about Richard Pryor, I was just stunned. That was my boy. He used to have me on the floor. And getting back to this, what I just heard about you and this Walmart thing, and if this guy would have hung up on me, I would have came, I got in my car and came down there and grabbed him in his collar and told him to get out of my store. He would have been fired on the spot.
Absolutely. There's no reason for that man to still have his job. There is
no
reason for
that. Like that.
There is no reason for that man to still have his job. And I got to roll. Thank you for your call. We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back to take your calls, back to take your comments, back to take your thoughts, back to discuss what you want to discuss when we get back. Stay with me.
Silver bell, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear the ring, soon it will be Christmas Day.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear
silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
WGNU traffic. Good morning. I'm Howard Morton. 32 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's. Northbound 270 at Texon Ferry and 44. Look for slow traffic due to an accident. Southbound 270 at Olive, a disabled vehicle. Left lane is blocked. Traffic jams approaching Page. Westbound 70 at Branch and Natural Bridge. Look for road construction. Right lane is closed. Northbound 55 between Imperial Main and Butler Hill. Look for normal traffic. Eastbound 44 between 141 and 270. Heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Mason Road. Look for stop and go traffic. Eastbound 70 at KN 79. Look for traffic to be easing. Westbound 270 at Newhalls Ferry. There's an accident. Left lane is blocked and traffic jams approaching 367. Westbound 70 at the depressed section at Edward Jones has returned back to normal. Westbound 40 at Hampton and Hanley. Heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Hanley. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 at between 14th and Broadway. Look for road construction. Right lane is closed. Also, last Missouri exit at Broadway is also closed. Westbound 40 between Poplar Street Bridge and Clark. Look for construction work, various lane closures going on, and then the rest of your bridges stack up like this. Westbound 5570 from Exchange on the PSV, it's slow. Westbound 64 at Bowell Avenue and PSB. Look for slow traffic there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank onto Laclede's Landing. Look for stop-and-go traffic. And northbound Illinois Route 3 from Monsanto onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Those ramps, you can expect very heavy volume going on now. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's restaurants. Relive the great Busch Stadium moments on one DVD. The official Busch Stadium tribute DVD produced by the Cardinals on sale for a limited time at Redbox locations in McDonald's. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. For today, look, mostly cloudy skies, a chance of sprinkles and or flurries this morning. Otherwise, a high in the lower 40s. For this evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 40. Tuesday evening, rain likely with a low in the lower 30s. And on Wednesday, occasional rain. A high should be around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under cloudy conditions, we have 38 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 37. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Tuesday morning at 7, a look at why the IRS seems to have churches in its sights at the present time. It stems from a church in California whose pastor gave a sermon dealing with the political climate just before last year's election. Now, the IRS may revoke that church's tax-exempt status. Is the freedom to worship in danger? We'll look at this troubling trend with Rabbi Jack Moline, Vice Chairman of the Interfaith Alliance, Tuesday morning at 7 on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenahan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com.
Everyone at WGNU extends congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communication Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake Up Call, and with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update. Congratulations, Liz, from your friends and colleagues at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Diabetes is a killer. After I was diagnosed, I had no pain. I didn't feel sick, so I didn't listen to my doctor. Then it struck. I had a heart attack, then a stroke, and I was only 49. If only I'd known. If only I'd listened.
The complications of diabetes often go undiagnosed and are far more serious than you might think. Most people with diabetes also have high blood pressure and cholesterol, which can cause severe heart damage. In fact, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. But you can reduce your risk of heart disease and stroke by lowering your blood sugar, blood pressure, and cholesterol. Learn how. Call 1-800-DIABETES for your free diabetes survival guide. Choose to live.
It's not too late. Don't let diabetes destroy your life.
Next on Mondays at 9, the bird flu scare. Is it real, or is there a secret agenda behind President Bush's comments predicting a worldwide epidemic? Can the steps Mr. Bush is calling for stop the spread of bird flu to the United States? Are there other things that might work better than the vaccine being pushed by the government? A look at this subject with Dr. Cass Ingram from the Center for Health, nationally known author and speaker, on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
You know, there's Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, and Vixen. Comet, Cupid, and Donner, and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Hey, Rudolph.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. Shirley, good morning.
Yes, Liz. When you mentioned the incidents that happened at the Walmart stores, sort of remind me of two incidents I had at Snook. One was on Grandview Plaza when they asked me did I want a paper bag or plastic. And, she didn't even ask me. She put them in a plastic bag, and I wanted paper. And when I asked for the paper, she wanted to know what I wanted it for and why. And so I excused that. I said, this is an old lady like myself. And maybe she's upset. And then when I went to another Snook store out there on Lindbergh and New Hallsbury Road, when I got ready to check out, I paid the clerk. And then, I don't know where this lady came from somewhere. Apparently, she was a manager. And she started going through all my bags, which was very embarrassing. And I had to open up my purse. And then she asked the cashier if I had paid for a catalog. And the lady said no. And what happened, when I opened up everything, I pulled out one of the Black Pages, which was free. I got that as before I came into the store. And that's what she saw. And she thought that I had, that I had gotten a catalog from the book department without paying for it. And so I was quite embarrassed. A couple of people knew me and saw it. And some people approached me on the outside and told me if I needed, that they would gladly represent me. Well, I didn't say anything. I went on. So I did call the management, I think Craig was his name, Craig, and I wrote a letter, but I never did receive any apologies or anything.
So my question to you, Shirley.
Yes.
Do you still shop at Snook's?
No, I don't. I haven't been back since.
All right.
Not to any of them.
All right. Very good. All right.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Liz,
yes.
How are you this morning?
I'm outstanding, Bob.
Well, when I was saying my prayers this morning, I just thank God that out of all the states and the continents in the world, we got you here. We got you here with us in St. Louis, Liz.
All right.
Liz, do you know, when you had your guest on about 3 weeks ago, and we were talking about the pizza, the prejudice? The guy that had the pizza place?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what that was...
I just want to let you know that you can go to my website, and you can, right on the front page of the website, you can go and punch that show. That show is still up on, it's archived at White Rose Society.
Okay.
You can go to my website and see that show and see some of the documents that go along with that show as well.
Okay, Liz.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, what happened was I was one of the lucky ones. He didn't take that many calls because it was almost at the end of the show. Well, you got me on, and I made a statement. I said, the pizza place didn't care because if they had to settle out of court for $5 million, remember that statement I made?
Mm-hmm.
And then I said that they don't care just to get an African-American out.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy came back on, and he said, well, he don't know if it's that much. But just like with the Walmart, they don't care how much they lose. I had a friend that was... He was a KKK, but he changed his life over to Christianity. And he was telling me, he was saying, well, Bob, did you know? He said, you didn't notice. He said, but the judges, the policemen, the people up our higher echelons are KKKs, and you just don't know it. He said, what they do is they have a thing that they do that at the meetings that they go to that whoever can cause the most damage to blacks, you get more points, but it has to be unnoticed. And he just explained to me about a lot of things that they do at the meetings. And I was just like, wow, the policemen, as he said, the policemen and judges, people that you would not believe that are KKK or KKK, but it's hidden. And he said their job is to be low, not to be noticed, but to do much damage.
All right, Bob.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Well, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah, after that story about Walmart, I would like to think that everybody that's against racism wouldn't shop there.
I would think so. I would like to think that as well. I would like for people to, and it's not just that one incident. It's incident after incident after incident that Walmart demonstrates how out of connected it is with the human existence. It's like almost everything that they can do wrong to people, they do it.
And I do feel that when it comes to racism, that a lot of people would take a loss. I mean, they don't care.
Mm.
I mean, the hatred is just
Well, Walmart certainly is showing that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Another thing, this defense logistics. Have you heard about that?
Which part?
The contractors for the Army. That about them paying $20 for an 80-cent ice cream tray.
Is this recent or is this something?
It's recent.
No, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, they're overcharging the government considerably.
Mm.
Defense logistics.
Okay, I'll take a look at that.
Yeah, and for them VDs out there about George Bush not lying, he lied every about Katrina, like you said.
That's right. That's right.
About the war, even if he didn't know what he was saying, the other people that thought the same thing, they were lying too, and he was lying right along with them.
That's right. That's right. Thanks.
He said that if it took $200 billion to rebuild New Orleans, that he would.
Where he at?
Nope.
All right, now. Thank you so much. Take
okay,
care of yourself. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. I'm Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. My number here is 454-0400. We're going to take a break. 454-0400. I'll get back to some of your calls. Please stay with me. We have much to talk about.
The babe that was born of Mary, one cold and wintry night, he lay in a manger.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Sydney. Rioting with racial overtones has broken out in the land down under. Police battled with thousands of white youths at a beachside suburb in Sydney. Racial slurs against ethnic Middle Easterners were shouted as the youths carried beer bottles and waved Australian flags. The demonstrations were sparked by rumors that a recent physical assault on a couple of lifeguards on the beach were the work of people of Lebanese ancestry. When authorities subdued the rioters, many of them streamed into nearby suburbs and began damaging cars. And Dateline Washington. In his weekly radio address, President Bush said Congress has to renew the Patriot Act by the end of December, or the country may face an increase in terrorism. Congress has reached an agreement on a 4-year extension of the expansion of law enforcement agencies to investigate suspected terrorist suspects. A vote could come on the matter sometime this week. Senator Russ Feingold, a Democrat from Wisconsin, says he's prepared to block a vote on the bill on the Senate floor with a filibuster because the version agreed upon in committee does not have enough protections for civil rights. Now, during a recent meeting with Republican leaders of Congress, the following exchange was reported to have taken place between them and the president. Mr. President, the push you're making to renew the more objectionable provisions of the Patriot Act could alienate conservatives who haven't gotten over the Harriet Meyer situation. President Bush, I don't give a damn. I'm the president and commander-in-chief. Do it my way. Mr. President, there's a valid case that the provisions in this law undermine the Constitution. President Bush, stop throwing the Constitution in my face. It's just a damn piece of paper. This is your wake-up call global news update. Tuesday morning at 9, Senator Bill Frist led the charge to put an amendment on an appropriations bill that would not allow lawsuits against drug companies if the president says their vaccines are necessary to prevent a public health threat. Why would he be so deeply involved in this type of debate? Well, you know it's got to be money. Tune in and find out the how and why when Carmen Balber from the Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights joins Liz Brown Tuesday morning at 9.
And we're back. Bob from Scranton, you're on the air.
Hi, Ted. Love the show. Long-time listener. First-time caller.
Thanks, Bob. Is there a special someone out there you'd like to talk about?
There is, Ted. I recently lost a very big part of my life.
You'd been together a long time?
Since college. This is for my belly, my paunch, my spare tire. I know we had some good times. God knows I'll never forget that night in Albuquerque with the burritos.
It's never easy to lose something that's been such a huge part of you, Bob. Where'd the magic go?
Well, I'd recently begun taking the stairs more and more instead of the elevator, and then we started seeing less and less of each other. One day, it was just gone.
Small step number 67. Take the stairs instead of the elevator or escalator. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I had the knowledge, and most importantly, the discipline, to make conscious, healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger with a personal invitation for you to join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on WGNU. It is so great to be back in the St. Louis area, and I'm looking forward to talking with you here at Radio Free St. Louis about your personal, work, and family problems and issues. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA, that's 1-800-DR-LAURA, and let's take on the day. Join me, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, 2 to 4 Monday through Friday afternoons on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
Next on Mondays at 9, the bird flu scare. Is it real, or is there a secret agenda behind President Bush's comments predicting a worldwide epidemic? Can the steps Mr. Bush is calling for stop the spread of bird flu to the United States? Are there other things that might work better than the vaccine being pushed by the government? A look at this subject with Dr. Cass Ingram from the Center for Health, nationally known author and speaker, on the next edition of Mondays at 9. Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
The stars are bright, they shine. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get up, get to me, 1-877-920-WGNU, LizBrown.com, that's LizzBrown.com. You need to get up, you need to get to me. The shows are archived daily at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Handle your business. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning. Linda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I was, a while back, you had discussed mother and daughter in the Northland Shopping Center at the Beauty Supply.
Yes.
North County.
It wasn't Northland. It was a North County Beauty Supply store, yes.
Well, I was wondering, did you see the Scentless American with the black Muslim lady named Carol Hazam, married to an Arab Muslim business owner, and he has allegedly trading sex with 13-year-old black girl in the Marcus Beauty Supply store?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't read the American.
Well, we were sitting here reading this about the Marcus Beauty Supply store. She's standing out front of it with a picture of her husband, who is a Muslim from Arab. And she's a black Muslim here, and she's been married to him for 5 years. There was a little fight in the store.
Can't hear with all that banging going on in the background.
Okay. I'm sorry. There was a fight in the store, and the police wanted a tape, and he couldn't release this tape because he had on the tape sex acts with a little 13-year-old girl. The lady, she got hold of the tape. She took it home to view, and she turned it over to the police who have arrested him. He's in jail. He had a December 8 bond reduction from $100,000. It's currently $100,000. But she also acknowledges a couple other stores, an M&A liquor store. And she talks about how they're taking advantage of the disadvantage down in the city. She also makes a statement about how they don't care about the blacks. And I just think it's something, basically what you're talking about with Walmart and other different stores that, you know, they were discussing. There's got to be a stand made, and we need to stop patronizing, especially the ones that don't have blacks inside of their working.
Absolutely, and I got to roll. Thanks for your call.
You're very welcome.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yeah, Liz, I know the news has come up. I want to ask you a quick question. If Tukey Williams is executed, do you think that they may riot? I heard Snoop Doggy Doggy say that, you know, we know he's going to be okay. He's not going to be executed, so we can keep the peace. And that made me think that, well, if he's executed, what may happen? Let me get off for the news. But give me your opinion on that, honey.
I don't know. I don't know if it depends on why people would riot, I mean, or would rebel or would make a statement about it. I think that any time that there is an action like that, a response to an injustice, as the execution of Tukey would be, I think that there should be a response. I think that there absolutely should be a response. And as long as the response is about the issue and it's clearly crafted about the issue at hand, that the death penalty is wrong. There should be a response to it. There should be. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Al. Good morning.
Yeah. What I do when I go into a store, and I know everybody have some kind of complaint with the store, whether you're black or white.
I don't think so. I don't think that most people have complaints about stores.
I don't.
But go ahead.
Okay. Well, I have had complaints at a lot of stores, and this is what I do. It's a free book the government gives out, and it's called Consumer Affairs. It got every business in there. It got what to do if you have a complaint. You also, in your neighborhood, you got a a book that comes out, tells you all your political people. And when I call, for example, the telephone company, Sprint, or anything like that, that have done me, that I think is, you know, misused me, they won't answer me. So what I do is I contact every political person that I know, the Better Business Bureau. They get about 8 letters. Then the congressman, he will answer your letter. He will tell you he is investigating. Okay, then he can't make them do anything. But since he is a congressman or something, they will answer.
I think your advice is sound. I think that everybody should engage in all kinds of activities, and I think that's a great idea to get the book with all of the addresses of the place
right
to write and contact. That's
all
beautiful.
Thanks
for your call. Thank you so much. Yes, quickly, please.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
I'm the other preacher, and I want to, first of all, thank God for a great Afrocentric person like yourself. And there is an army of three. I don't go to Snooks anymore.
I
thank God for that lady who don't go to Snooks. The lady who observed about the Arabs in the city, how they despise black people and the Orientals also. And we should boycott them because Walgreens, they supposed to be Christians, but these so-called Christian organizations, they have these little Caucasian clerks that look down on black people like they're out in a cotton field.
And you need to talk to your older people. You need to talk to the people that help bring the businesses to the community. The businesses should reflect what the community looks like. Absolutely. And people need to be on their elected officials about that. And also don't patronize the businesses until they do right.
Are you still boycotting Snooks?
Of course.
Thank you. We're an army of three.
Of course. And we're always bigger than that. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back with Mondays at 9. Stay with me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger grants him clemency. Williams, the co-founder of the Crips gang, says he never killed four people in 1979. ABC's Alex Stone has more from outside San Quentin Prison in Northern California.
Here in the town of San Quentin, surrounding the prison, this execution is more of a nuisance than anything. Neighbors who own pricey homes just outside the prison gates are dealing with reporters and protesters. There are now no parking signs up along the streets. Some homeowners are running out their driveways to reporters for hundreds of dollars. Meantime, inside the prison, Stanley Tookie Williams waits to find out whether he'll be put to death early tomorrow morning. Alex Stone, ABC News, outside San Quentin Prison in Northern California.
President Bush is trying to drum up more support for the U.S. mission in Iraq. Mr. Bush is scheduled to speak this morning to a crowd in Philadelphia. ABC's Gigi Stone is in Washington.
Facing devastating credibility numbers, President Bush is trying to repair his public image. In a major speech about Iraq today, he's expected to take the more realistic tone he's been using lately, a less triumphant one than in the past.
At least two people are dead after an early morning fire at a nursing home in northern Michigan. 60 others were injured. Rich Rossway is a spokesman at Bell Memorial Hospital in Marquette County.
Everything that we have seen is smoke inhalator related. Do not want to make those assumptions as far as what actually happened to those two patients, but we have not really seen any burn-related victims whatsoever.
Pennsylvania State Police are looking for four suspects in the shooting death of a state trooper. It happened when the trooper was on a routine traffic stop on I-279 near Pittsburgh. Police say the suspects were riding in a black 2001 Mercury sedan. This is ABC News.
If you're an adult age 65 and up, you've probably heard about the new prescription drug benefits available to you with the new Medicare Part D. You've probably also got a lot of questions. Your OSCO pharmacists have access to internet tools to help you identify plan options that cover your current medications. Enrollment period ends May 15, 2006. So come in today and ask the questions you need to decide which Part D prescription plan is best for you. Your trusted partner in health, OSCO Drug.
As a bloodhound, I have a pretty good sense of smell. Right now, I can smell a 7-ounce filet with hollandaise sauce about 4 miles from here. Mmm, I love filet. I think I'll go see if they have any left over.
You don't think your dog will run away? Your dog might think differently. One in three pets will get lost. Without ID, 90% won't return home. That's why vets recommend the Home Again microchip, a safe, permanent ID that can bring your pet home. Talk to your vet about Home Again and visit homeagainpets.com.
Pope Benedict XVI is urging Roman Catholics to reject the commercial part of Christmas. Meanwhile, ABC's David Wright says the new pope may have a credibility problem.
While Pope John Paul often wore plain brown shoes, Benedict prefers the ruby red slippers that some say are designed by Prada. His watch is said to be Cartier, his Pope Mobile a Mercedes. And he's been photographed wearing expensive designer sunglasses. Vatican officials insist these luxury items were presents.
Exercise your mind. Researchers say mental exercises and stress reduction techniques can preserve a person's memory. Dr. Gary Small with UCLA says volunteers over 50 years old were given brain teasers and crossword puzzles, and the results showed increased brain activity slows memory loss.
Genetics are not the whole story. As far as the risk for Alzheimer's disease is concerned. And in fact, non-genetic factors may be more important.
Michael Barr, ABC News.
WGNU News. I'm Peyton Colston. This report is brought to you by the Illinois Lottery. Taking a look at the news, time's running out for St. Louis County property owners to get their real and personal property taxes paid. These taxes must be paid by December 31st or postmarked by that date. Rich Lentz, a spokesperson for the Collector of Revenue's office, says there's no way to avoid penalties and interest if you fail to meet the deadline.
There is no statutory opportunity to make any arrangements of that sort. So by law, we can't have any favored treatment for any particular property owner.
Those who have not received a tax bill should contact the St. Louis County Collector of Revenue's office at 314-615-5500. The financial editor for AOL is talking about the real estate market nationally and locally. AOL's Hillary Kramer says 2005 saw a national increase in the median price of homes by more than 16% compared to the St. Louis market's increase of just over 7%. Kramer believes that the real estate market is overinflated and believes St. Louis's modest increase will help soften the blow of what will be a deflated real estate market nationally in 2006. At the University of Missouri, an official is warning about warming up your car during the cold weather. Many people feel they need to warm up their cars before they get in. Bill Cassidy, an agricultural engineer at the University of Missouri, says letting your car idle is actually the least efficient way to warm your car because the engine is not doing enough work. Cassidy says you should never rev the engine when trying to warm it up because doing so could actually cause damage. He also says giving your engine a light workout for a mile or two does help. It allows the gasoline vapors to burn, which will warm the engine faster. And in Colorado, Heartland Bank is opening its first branch outside the St. Louis market today. The new office is set to begin operations in Lakewood, Colorado this morning. Don Williams, the president and CEO of Heartland Bank, explains why that area was chosen.
Heartland has been in business in Denver for a number of years with a leasing company, a company named Heartland Business Credit. We already run our technology to Denver. So what we're doing is essentially piggybacking on the fact that that technology is already running out there with a full-service branch.
Heartland Bank operates 11 St. Louis area branches. Four more branches are scheduled to open next year, one each in Ladue, Rock Hill, Town and Country, and O'Fallon, Missouri. And that's a check of WGNU News brought to you by the Illinois Lottery. Play Pick 3 from the Illinois Lottery through December 24th and watch for Green Ball Double Draw. One green ball, two chances to win. Illinois Lottery. Have a ball, play responsibly. With a report of WGNU News, I'm Peyton Colston.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with looking this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Southbound 270 at Olive, that incident is cleared and traffic is thinned out in both directions. 270 at Chain of Rocks and Canal Bridge. Look for maintenance operations that may have some brief slowdowns. Westbound 70 between Branch Street and Natural Bridge. Look for road construction. Right lane is closed. Eastbound 44 from Merrimack River Bridge to 270. Still have heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason is stop and go. Northbound 270 at 44 and Marshall has returned back to normal. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley. Look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 40 from McKnight to Hanley has returned back to normal. Eastbound 40 between 14th and Broadway. Look for construction. Right lane is closed. Last Missouri exit is also closed. That's Broadway. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the PSB. That traffic's easing now. Northbound Illinois Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for no problems to report there as well. The Broadway ramp to westbound 40 is also closed for maintenance work. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Pick up a truckload of fun this holiday season with a Napa Auto Parts toy delivery truck. Just $19.99 at your local Napa store. Napa, get the good stuff. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. Mostly cloudy day. Chance for sprinkles and flurries this morning. Otherwise, a high in the lower 40s this evening. Mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Tuesday, partly sunny, a high near 40. Tuesday evening, rain likely with a low in the lower 30s. And then on Wednesday, occasional rain, the high around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under cloudy conditions, we have 37 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 38 and clouds as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's Mondays at 9. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
This is Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown, where we take a closer look at issues and people shaping our world and how they affect us. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Welcome to this week's edition of Mondays at 9. My goodness. It seems like one day you hear the World Health Organization hollering in your ear that avian flu is coming, avian flu is coming. 150 people may die. Then inexplicably, they issue a warning saying, or they issue a statement saying, don't panic. Which is it? Don't panic, or 150 million people are going to die. 1 minute the government is stockpiling Tamiflu, and the next minute where researchers are telling us that the virus is already mutating and building a resistance to Tamiflu. My goodness. What is it? Which is it? What should we be concerned about? Should we be concerned about it? Who gets it? Why? What's going on? We need to talk about that. I have on the line from Chicago a doctor to facilitate that conversation about the bird flu pandemic. Dr. Cass Ingram joining us again from Chicago. Dr. Ingram, good morning.
How are you doing there, Liz?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Very good.
Yeah.
So 150 million people going to die, but don't panic.
Well, where is it? You know, we've been watching it for 3 years, 4 years. You have to pretty much kiss a sick chicken to get it, pretty much.
Kiss a sick chicken for like 6 weeks.
Yeah. You have to suck on some rooster blood. Drink a little duck blood soup, will you? And nobody even knows what in the world's going on. Hey, we're supposed to get a bunch of Tamiflu and bird flu vaccine and that, right? Spend about $7 billion on that stuff, right? That's the kind, you know, we're supposed to get kind of worried and remember we were told to spend the money? Remember that?
Absolutely. Well, let's back up. Let's back up just a little bit. Tell us, what is the bird flu? What is this?
And nobody knows what it is. What you've got is people that are in close contact with these chickens and ducks, and they're having some duck tonight, and we go out and grab a duck from the backyard, or from the farm, we butcher it, or we buy some duck in the marketplace, we start cutting it up into pieces, we cut our finger, and we die of the bird flu. Or whatever it is, right? You're at a cockfight, and you've taken a couple of your young kids to watch, and they eat each other, and the blood splatters on the child's face, and the child dies a week later, okay? You're telling me that if you drink, you know, you eat duck blood soup, which is raw, and then you get sick and either die or you stay sick the rest of your life, that anybody really knows what's going on? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody even knows. And so you're not going to be able to make a vaccine because still don't know what the pathogen is for sure. And the other thing is that you could eat duck blood soup for 100 years in the Orient and you know, it's not great, but you weren't going to die. So it's been since we've globalized the poultry trade in the Orient that this disease has cropped up.
And by globalizing the poultry industry, what does that mean?
Well, it means vaccinations, which they never had the money nor the time to give. It means that the feed can come in sacks and does, which is mandatory to irradiate that feed. When you irradiate the feed, you create mutations by the radiation. It means that the...
So you're talking about the fact that the food that we feed the birds has radiation put through it, pulsed
sure it
through
does.
It.
Sure does. It's mandated by the UN. We're talking about the, you know, the change from the native vegetation and the different herbage and different grain to rendered animal wastes that are fed to the poultry, you see? So then you've got...
So chickens are eating dead animals.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So nobody's looking at the animal husbandry part of this. Instead, we're going to stock up on Tamiflu and bird flu vaccine, and we're going to talk and frighten Americans so that they can do what we did with the swine flu. We go get an experimental vaccine. Did you know that a guy by the name of Donald Rumsfeld, he was involved with the original swine flu project?
Made quite a pretty penny off of that, did he not?
He must have. He pushed it hard because it just so happens that he's pushing Tamiflu, and has been pushing it and regulating it and registering it and messing with it.
And he has stock in the company that produces it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at these numbers all across the world. I went to a place called globalhealthfacts.org, and they say that the number of people that have been confirmed as having the H5N1 avian influenza is 133 people worldwide.
Yeah.
What, from a health perspective, doctor, is the number of 133 people significant all across the world?
Well, all lives are significant, but no, it's not significant to be spending billions of dollars. Tuberculosis is starting to come back very aggressively in the United States. There's no campaign by the federal government, nothing, zip. I'm picking up case after case of TB, the food poisoning epidemic. How about MRSA? Ever hear that? MRSA? If you've got a loved one that's got cancer, there's a big infection connection to heart cancer. Heart disease now is being traced to a bacteria called chlamydia. Also, herpes can attack the arterial wall and cause inflammation. Now, those are diseases that kill people. People die of food poisoning in this year by the hundreds. There are 90 million cases every year of food poisoning. People die of MRSA by the thousands in this country or similar staph germs every year. People die of strokes and heart attacks and high blood pressure. And we now know there's an infection connection. We ought to look at that. People die right of cancer, right? It's the number one killer. So if you're going to do something with $7 billion, and then, this is what I have from the top Vietnamese doctor. Now, who would know more about the bird flu right now than, say, Hanoi or Hong Kong, right?
Because that's where the cases of the deaths have occurred.
Yeah, particularly Hong Kong. So we have Dr. Yin Tong Van from the Center of Tropical Diseases in Hanoi, who has personally treated 41 victims of H5N1 or systemic sickness from eating poultry, from being near poultry, from drinking duck blood soup. Now, this is a woman. Now, she says that, you know, we don't want your Tamiflu. Can you imagine? She, and I'll quote, "We have no importance on using this drug in our patients. It is not meant for treating this particular disease."
Huh?
We don't want it. Can you imagine? And it was Wan Yi from Hong Kong himself, who said, "We don't believe in the bird flu vaccine or the regular flu vaccine." He was at a conference where the consensus was, it's being overly hyped. It's being wildly overstated. This was in Rome 2 months ago. So we have the scholars on the foot, on the ground, who are saying that the bird flu vaccine is making people worse, who are saying the Tamiflu is of no consequence. And then you have the people in Washington, D.C. going to spend our money on the two things that the Orientals say we don't want? Or somebody else? Am I missing the picture somewhere?
So the people that are on the ground, the people that are closest to it, the people that are seeing people get ill with this, seeing the birds die from this, are saying no thank you to Tamiflu.
They're saying we don't want Tamiflu. They're saying that it doesn't work. They're saying that the bug is developing resistance. They're seeing a 70% fatality rate. So why stock up on Tamiflu and bird flu vaccine? It's already 70% fatal. If it was going to do anything, it would have done something. So what I'm telling you is, fear tactics, come on. Get ready for a mandatory vaccine, and if it kills you, you can't sue the government. This is sick.
And we're also, not only are we being told that this is the word pandemic is the word that is most often used, and then the second set of words that are also used is about the flu, the influenza deaths from 1918.
Can you imagine that we're being flailed with this and flogged? And in 1918, something unique happened. This was a drug company-induced disease, you know. A lot of people think I'm a radical. In 1918, the disease developed in soldiers. Do you recall? The soldiers got violently ill and started dying and dropping dead. It was reported by numerous nurses that, oh my God, we give the vaccine, listen to this carefully, and the soldiers are dropping dead. They were heavily vaccinated. Whatever they were vaccinated with mutated in their body and developed a specific ability to kill a 20 to 40-year-old. Remember how it kills 20 to 40-year-olds, the 1918 flu?
Mm-hmm.
It was exclusively due to vaccination. It was due to over-vaccination. It was due to the extensive use of vaccine in military soldiers. They developed a mutation, and they gave it to the rest of us, and there were 50 million corpses, thank you very much, to the 1918-era drug cartel. Strictly a vaccine-induced disease. So why would I want to go buy into that agenda now?
What stopped that? What ended that?
Just its own course. It just killed enough people, and it mutated itself out of business. There was no medicine. But there was an interesting factoid. There was a factory where all around that factory men were dying, okay? But in the factory, none of the men died. There were factory workers who'd go home and find a dead spouse or child or whatever, a loved one. But whoever from that factory went home, whatever that factory was producing, got on those men's clothes, and no one in their houses died. It was the cinnamon grinders, my dear lady. Not a single death in the 1918 flu. So if we don't know the history, we panic. Because we're told, unless we do what we're told to do and get our, you know, be a good citizen and get what the government orders.
But we also, it wasn't simply that, because there have been years and there has been year after year after year an indoctrination, if you will, of people finding solutions for the flu through a flu shot. So it's a natural thing that the government to go to the next step and say that, okay, you need a shot for this as well.
But
and
then what about the NIH? The NIH last year, Lone Simonson, did a 50-year analysis of the flu shot. This is our own NIH, the National Institutes of Health. Lone Simonson says it's of no consequence. It doesn't work.
I'm not talking about the reality of the flu shot. No. I'm talking about just the preparing people,
sure.
Beating people over the head with, you got to have a flu shot, you got to have a flu shot, give your grandmom a flu shot, give your baby a flu shot.
Yeah.
We're going to make the flu shots mandatory because we have to have them. They save us from the flu. It's going to be a bad flu season. And actually what they're saying with the flu shots is real similar to what they're saying with the bird flu is that, well, you know, we can't say that the flu shot is going to be able to stop this particular flu or that particular flu, but you need one anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, if you knew how a flu shot was made, you'd have some serious questions about whether you want to put that in your arm, because you're basically putting bird flu in your arm, aren't you?
Yes, you are.
You're putting a combination of bird and porcine, and I'll tell you how it's made. But we have done the science. We have the data. And, Liz, I know this is one of the reasons you want me on. We've destroyed 3 years ago, and this is not like to counter with other hype, but we simply destroyed, don't hear me hyping it, actually. We destroyed the avian influenza in toto, 99.7% destruction, using some natural medicines. We destroyed the regular flu and the human cold virus, 100% kill there, just absolutely beautifully. So that I can tell you there are some natural things you can use for flu. And at least that's an option for people. Okay? And when you have something like the bird flu vaccine, which is made from live chicken guts from the embryo, ground up, and then saturated with formaldehyde and mercury, and of course the originate for this is to swab the snout of a Fijian pig or a Chinese pig or a Guangdong pig, bring that back to the Centers for Disease Creation, Centers for Disease Control, and, you know, soak that until it becomes a culture. Then inject that into a chicken egg with some sperm from a rooster, and then we have this teeming, you know, gazillions of pig chicken viruses that grow on the chicken embryo. Then you grind up, 100,000 chicken embryos, suck the juice out, and treat it with formaldehyde and mercury. And then that's what you inject in people. And no wonder somebody says, I got sick after the flu shot.
Well, I guess you did. I guess you did.
No,
wait a minute. If let me get this straight. we're supposed to be concerned about, no, paralyzed by, no, terrorized about a bird flu. And we're taking stuff and cooking it in a bird egg. Shouldn't we be scared of the bird egg, too?
Sure.
I mean, if we're scared of the bird flu, shouldn't we be scared of the bird egg?
I'd be more afraid of the egg. First of all, if I was allergic to eggs, somebody's injecting egg protein into my arm. Secondly, if, you know, it's a commercial egg, which it is, with the chickens being fed rendered animal waste.
These are the eggs that they're shooting this into are the birds that are eating and be exposed to the same crap that the birds that have the disease have.
Yeah, pretty much. Then I'm going to have some mercury and formaldehyde in there, which depresses my immune system.
Mm.
How's it going to help me? When the top researchers in our country, top people, Susan Dolan at Denver Children's Hospital, they saw some problems with the flu vaccines, they studied it. Lone Simonson saw that there were issues, so he studied it. When these top institutions say that it's not effective, okay, then you start to realize some of the consequences. Then you hear of a friend who's paralyzed, who went into a coma, who had a heart attack, who had a stroke, who had a blood clot after having a flu vaccine, which you could never imagine. A flu vaccine could cause a heart attack, a stroke, inflammation, arthritis, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, in which it has been categorically shown to cause all of the above. Okay, so why is the government practicing medicine now, always has been, I guess, telling us that we're going to indemnify the vaccine companies. We're going to practice on you, and you don't have a choice.
And we have to take a quick break here. This is Mondays at 9. I'm talking to Dr. Cass Ingram. He's joining us from Chicago, and we're talking about the so-called bird flu. This is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Tuesday morning at 9, Senator Bill Frist led the charge to put an amendment on an appropriations bill that would not allow lawsuits against drug companies if the president says their vaccines are necessary to prevent a public health threat. Why would he be so deeply involved in this type of debate? Well, you know it's got to be money. Tune in and find out the how and why when Carmen Balber from the Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights joins Liz Brown Tuesday morning at 9.
The Pearl, beautiful. Lustrous, developed through years of hard work, patience, and the occasional grain of sand. The 30th annual Chuck Mormon Charity Christmas Party is a true pearl. Sunday, December 18th from 3 to 7 p.m. at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves. Seating is limited to 500 persons. Party and dinner tickets are $10 in advance. This includes a family-style buffet, a DJ with music from Complete Music Company, and entertainment from the Sweet and Sassy Dancers and the Jerry Stretz Professional Dancers. It also includes drawings for gift box door prizes, including, appropriately, a 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation-only tickets are just $5. Don't wait. Get your tickets from B. Parks at AARP, Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler School, Rita Caffey at Contemporary Living Options, or Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The 30th Annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party, Sunday, December 18th at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Grove. Like all true pearls, something to be treasured, something not to be missed.
Hello, this is Mel St. Clair.
And this is Stella Doris.
Inviting you to join us on Sunday mornings for the Sweet Sounds of Music
and Glorious Songs of Inspiration broadcast.
Every week we bring you the best in gospel music.
Plus the most up-to-date church calendar news in St. Louis that you can use.
We even have guests drop in and visit us from time to time.
Yes, you never know what's going to happen.
So make it a part of your Sunday morning listening. That's the Sweet Sounds of Music.
And the Glorious Songs of Inspiration.
With Mel.
And Stella.
Sunday mornings from 9:30 a.m.
to 10:30 a.m.
right here on WGNU.
Fiction, classics,
what to get for the person who has everything.
Mystery, horror.
Bargain Books has 50,000 Christmas gifts for under $20.
Westerns, Zane Grey.
Books and more books, plus videos, magazines, and even DVDs.
Mythology, psychology.
Open 7 days a week. 20% discount on Sundays. Mention WGNU and get a free book.
Travel. Children's
Bargain Books at Bargain Books South, 1877 Old Highway 94 South in St. Charles, across from St. Charles 18 Cinema.
The St. Louis County Parks Department presents its 20th annual Winter Wonderland at Tills Park at the corner of Litzinger and McKnight. Travel by car or horse-drawn carriage through the holiday lights any day of the week but Saturday from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Admission is $9 per family vehicle, $10 for a limo, $30 for a transport van, $75 for a tour bus. To find out more, call 314-615-8398. Something for you from Radio Free St. Louis.
Tuesday morning at 7, a look at why the IRS seems to have churches in its sights at the present time. It stems from a church in California whose pastor gave a sermon dealing with the political climate just before last year's election. Now, the IRS may revoke that church's tax-exempt status. Is the freedom to worship in danger? We'll look at this troubling trend with Rabbi Jack Moline, Vice Chairman of the Interfaith Alliance, Tuesday morning at 7 on the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. With Liz Brown, where we take a closer look at issues and people shaping our world. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Good morning and welcome back. I am talking to Dr. Cass Ingram. He's joining us from Chicago, and we are talking about the so-called bird flu pandemic. Good morning and welcome back, Dr. Ingram.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
We've been talking about the It's just insane to be to have this fear constantly pushed at people, to have this fear constantly directed at people that this is something else on their huge plate of things to be concerned about as I live my life, that this is put on it.
Right, and by who? Mm-hmm. By Donald Rumsfeld, by Dick Cheney, by George Bush. We got a call from Dick Cheney, you know.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, this research you got here, this is great Yankee Doodle Dandy ingenuity here you got there. Yeah, this is great. You know, if you'd have seen me, I'm 6'1". I'm, you know, all muscle, but I'm dark skin and I have a beard. He may not have called me Yankee Doodle. My name, Kaz, comes from Cosm. So, and in any case, you know, oh, hey, you got 50,000 gallons of that stuff, he says. You know, because we discovered the powers of this P73 wild oregano, this oil of oregano destroying viruses, and it even neutralized anthrax, which I'm not that interested in. I'm interested in common diseases more, really, such as, you know, yeast syndrome, virus syndrome, chronic fatigue. I mean, we're not out of danger. There are a lot of illnesses that are affecting our people. A lot of the listeners are sick with different things. And so 50,000 gallons is a tanker car, right? That's a lot of oil of oregano. I mean,
when did they contact you about this?
Dick Cheney called. I was wondering, why is he calling me? Does he want this for the military, like the soldiers? Well, I'm obliged to help out. Does he want it for, you know, the White House? I suppose I should help. But then I got to thinking, he's in the oil business. Right? So he's in the oil business. Maybe he wants to be in another oil business.
Well, talk to us about this oil of oregano. Talk to us about this.
This is FDA has looked at this, the Pentagon, the White House, the Georgetown University, of course, has done the research, major institution in Washington, D.C. This is a fantastic. Our Lord, great God, could make something so fantastic. It kills staph, it kills strep, E. coli, it kills bird flu, it kills regular flu, it kills cold virus, it obliterates a cold. We're blessed to have from the mountains. Now, this isn't, if the oregano in the shaker was a cure-all, the pizza stuff, there wouldn't be a sick person in the country. We're talking about wild material from the mountains in the Mediterranean, not cheap junk. The villagers have to handpick it. It's expensive. We pay them to get it. I'm involved now in making sure this is done in a conservatory way. And they bring it down, and it's steam distilled, so the villagers are getting a lot of jobs. Then they bring it over here in drums, you see? And then it's, you know, it's not really processed much. It's mixed properly in the olive oil because you need it as a base because it's way a little bit too hot on the tissues. So you have an olive oil emulsion, or it's dried to a dust, and that's called oregano. Actually, when you dry it to a dust with cumin and sage in this case, that happens to be the most powerful antiviral there is. Now, the government knows about it, right? The FDA knows about it, these two products. They're in the health food stores and some high-quality health food stores. Oregano P73 or oregano P73 are the names. They're in the vitamin shops also, which is a... I think they have 400 stores. And they know about it, but they don't tell us anything about it. Instead, they said this 5 years ago when I was still trying to get the word out. We're going to prove, said Dr. F. Andron at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, that beyond a doubt, the use of an oil of oregano natural cure is useless. Dr. F. Andron at the University of Knoxville said, we're going to prove it. So she took U.S. taxpayer money, another $500,000 of stupidity. They tested three times the oregano oil, and at the third time they gave up and said, oh, my God, it really does work. Let's turn it into a drug. They said this in their research article. Let's turn it into a drug. Everybody's into the money. No one has any, you know, you can't elect anybody, but they look at the opportunity to enrich themselves. We're in a dire situation in our country.
How long ago did Cheney call you?
Oh, this was a couple of years ago. Yeah. Hey, Yankee Doodle Dandy Ingenuity. In the punchline. You got 50,000 gallons, we want to control the market. I guess that's what he wanted. It certainly wasn't for anything useful.
Let me get to a caller and a question here. Christine, you have a question for our guest, Dr. Cass Ingram.
Yes, I do. I have two questions. The first one is, if you prepared a duck or a chicken, would that kill the virus?
Yeah.
And my second question is, are they working on any kind of shot or cure for the live chickens who carry this virus? Seems like that would be the first step.
Great questions.
Thank you.
Great questions. We took a 25% solution. It's kind of complicated how we did it. And then we added that to cells. The cells were infected with the bird flu. You follow me? We've got chicken embryo cells. We have billions of viruses. They're inside the cells. We give the oregano, we give the oregano, we open up the capsule, mix that up as well, in two separate tests. And we completely, in 20 minutes, destroy 97.9% or 7% in 20 minutes, one dose. So if you had, now I recommend organic chicken anyway. If you had an organic chicken or a free-range turkey, you rub the carcass with the oregano. The meat falls off the bone beautifully, very tender, very tenderizing. If you have chicken soup, add 5 drops or 10 drops of the oregano to the soup, add garlic and onion, but do, people, push the commercial chicken out for a while, go with the free range.
Do we know of any cases of free range chicken, any cases of organic chicken that have contracted the bird flu?
Yes, we had some organic farmers who we treated 2 years ago with a variant of bird flu. It's more rare in the organic, but, you know, a chicken's a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And we treated that successfully by infusing in their water extracts of wild oregano. There's a special one called essence of or juice of oregano, which is water soluble, or H2 oregano is also known out there. It's not in the stores, but I can give the farmers a number because we are successfully treating cattle, chicken, turkeys, and ducks with these substances. And the question about a vaccine is dubious because it appears that the vaccine is causing the disease. We've introduced pathogens and mutations to the Oriental chicken practice by vaccinating them, by mandatory vaccination. So it would be specious to presume that a vaccine would be a cure. It's part of the problem.
Let me get to another caller or two. Dolores, you have a question for Dr. Cass Ingram.
Yes, sir. I bought some olive oregano. I had oregano I had obtained from the health food store.
Yeah.
Concentrated it, dried it out, added olive oil to it, put it on my toe. I had fungus on a great toe.
Yeah.
And I'd use it once a week, and it never came back.
You got rid of the fungus?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a very interesting substance.
Thank you, Dee.
Thanks.
Very interesting substance. It's antifungal. This is the beauty of it, and our caller gave us a hint of its powers. We've got antifungal, antiviral, anti-mold, antibacterial, and antiparasitic in a bottle.
Mm.
How often can we have something like that in America? We never had. We had mercury. Remember we had methylate?
But the oil of oregano doesn't make the money that the mercury does.
Well, obviously, Merck, Sharp, and Dohme made its billions on mercury.
There you go. We're going to take a break, folks. I am talking to, and this is Mondays at 9, I am talking to Dr. Cass Ingram. He is a doctor calling us from Chicago. We're talking about the bird flu, natural cures, natural solutions, and the scary lies that are being told to us. Stay with us. We'll be back with some of your calls and more of Dr. Cass Ingram. Stay with me.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Baghdad. The energy minister of Iraq says the capital city has a shortage of heating fuels because of continued sabotage at oil refineries. Asim Jihad says the shortage started early last month and includes both kerosene and liquid propane. Coupon rationing began weeks ago to try and make sure all residents could count on a reasonable supply, but the amounts given out are not enough to heat an average residence for the entire winter. During the winter months, it's not unusual for temperatures to be near zero. The government is only allowing about 10 gallons of kerosene per month. Needless to say, a black market on petroleum products is in full swing, but at prices that are anywhere from 500 to 1,000% higher than normal. And Dateline Washington. The United Auto Workers Union has filed a complaint against Delphi Corporation over its demand for huge wage and benefit cuts. Delphi, one of the largest auto parts suppliers in the industry, filed for bankruptcy earlier this year and had asked its 35,000 hourly workers to take a 60% wage cut as well as a large reduction in pension and health benefits. But Delphi also wants to give about 600 of its top corporate officials over $400 million worth of cash and other rewards. Delphi expected paid workers to take their wages to have their wages reduced from $27 an hour down to $12.50. Plus, it also wants to get out from under its pension obligations by turning over its retirement program to the government agency, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, which is already heavily in debt. Such a move would drastically cut pension benefits for all retirees. Delphi has put a deadline of this Friday for unions to accept its demands before it tells a bankruptcy judge to void its current contracts and impose those demands. Delphi also says it wants to do away with two-thirds of its job force in the U.S. over the next 3 years. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
All of us at Radio Free St. Louis congratulate Joe Garcia, who produces the Wake Up Call Global News Update. Winner of the 2005 award for Best Spot News from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Joe's talent and hard work have contributed to our programming for many years and helps to make our morning program the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Once again, congratulations to Joe Garcia. From everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler, not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
This is Jim Curran, Curran Events. We're on every Monday nights now from 8 to 10 p.m. On Curran Events, we let both sides of an issue be heard. That way we can learn from each other. That's Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m., Jim Curran, Curran Events, right here on WGNU.
Tuesday morning at 9, Senator Bill Frist led the charge to put an amendment on an appropriations bill that would not allow lawsuits against drug companies if the president says their vaccines are necessary to prevent a public health threat. Why would he be so deeply involved in this type of debate? Well, you know it's got to be money. Tune in and find out the how and why when Carmen Balber from the Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights joins Liz Brown Tuesday morning at 9.
Around the world and behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Looking Black, the Week in Review, the Week Ahead, and Differing Perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Mondays at 9. This is Liz Brown, and I am talking to Dr. Cass Ingram. He's joining us from Chicago, and we're talking about the bird flu. We're also talking about natural solutions to that. Dr. Ingram, you've written lots of books on this.
Yeah. Well, I do have the Natural Cures for Killer Germs. It has a section on bird flu, regular flu, colds, Lyme, hepatitis C, tuberculosis, and the resurgence of that, what to do, what the exact dosage is. And the more famous one, of course, is the original book on how to use the wild oregano and different histories there and the different diseases, A to Z. And that's The Cure is in the Cupboard. The Cure is in the Cupboard is sort of the basis. And then the next more advanced book is Natural Cures for Killer Germs.
And let me,
those two cover this.
Let me get to Dr. Kincaid, who's on the line. Dr. Kincaid, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I just wanted to say I'm Dr. Kincaid. I'm a medical doctor here in St. Louis, and I use Natural Cures herbs, vitamins, and I just wanted to say that your oregano and the Oregamax are actually one of my favorite medicines that I prescribe in my office. I actually carry a supply of it.
Wow.
Along with some other herbs and vitamins, but it's just awesome. It works great on any kind of herpetic problems. I use the capsules. And for herpes, HSV-1 and HSV-2. And I use the oil for all types of eczema, infections, and it is just awesome.
That's so fantastic.
It's great. And I've read several of your books.
Oh, wonderful.
In the cupboard. So I just wanted to let you know that I do carry your products in my office.
Oh, well, that would be a good thing for the listeners to know, Doc. Is there any number that you can give out? Because they're going to be thinking about trying to find these types of medicines.
Yes. My number is 314-644-0000.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, the product is just awesome. So
that's wonderful.
Really
I've been having quite a bit of success with this, with Bell's palsy, because there can be herpetic lesions.
Uh-huh.
Even with multiple sclerosis, we know of the herpes of that. We've had some before and after MRIs where the plaques have dissolved. But also, when we do deal with herpes in the brain, we're using the water extract, the juice of oregano.
Oh.
We're having the people take a couple ounces of that every morning as well.
I see. And how is it working on hepatitis C?
Well, we did the clinical trial, and we have 20 people in that trial, and it's pretty much finished.
Uh-huh.
We have, I'd say, half of those people down to 99.9% reduction in the virus. We have some people, for example, Catherine Kirk, she was the most vigorous one. She was using a lot of the super strength oil, and mm-hmm. along with the something called Liver Cleanse, that combination. And she went from viral titers of 5 million per centimeter down to basically zero.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, do you have any, can I get some of those results? Or
sure. I'm going to have someone contact you and get you that science on a disc or some fine. But, people can look at p-73.com and download the science themselves if they want.
Okay.
But
very good. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Dr. Kincaid, thank you so much.
All right.
And that's my doctor. So
she's quite a gal. She's
yeah.
out there with an MD using natural medicine. I mean, yeah. at least I have an excuse. I'm an osteopathic physician. My professors gave lemon juice and water in the morning for nausea. I mean, so whatever.
All right. Let me get to just a couple more callers here. Charles, you have a question for Dr. Cass Ingram.
Oh, yes. How are you both doing this morning, Liz?
Outstanding.
Great. The lady was just speaking about the natural cures, and he was too. I was wondering if you're the same gentleman that wrote the book on natural cures that I see come on television.
Oh, no. Actually,
my question is, mm-hmm. I wanted to know if it is a good book or is it a just a selling machine.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
I invented the title Natural Cures 4. About half year or a year after that, we see the infomercial. It's a politically charged book. If you needed the book to find out how to deal with the FDA or the FTC, it's there. But as far as information on how to reverse disease, of course, there's nothing there. So it depends
And it also depends on where you are. Because if you are totally uninformed about the connection between the government and your health, then,
it's a good book.
Yeah, you got to start someplace. But insofar as the specificity, that's not there.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get to one more caller here. Mary, you have a quick question.
I have a question. What about Mark Sheppendon that puts out formaldehyde? I know the Bible beautician and undertakers have always used it, but and they said it can
George
get cheaper.
George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld want us to take formaldehyde by injection. So I'm with you. I don't want anything that the undertakers are using. I want nothing to do with it, other than they're nice guys, I'm sure.
Well, and we have 1 minute left here, Dr. Ingram. Can you just give folks that are concerned about
there's
the flu?
There's a lot of sickness.
What
a lot
should
of
they
chronic
do?
Disease, a lot of stealth viruses. We've been made sick. Tuskegee experiment, anyone? Swine flu? Good God, we're victims. People, get educated. Beware of the government and its machinations. and start to look into the wonderful divine being has given us. Hey, the Bible, I'm not an expert, mentions wild oregano. Hyssop was screwed up and mistranslated. It means to cleanse. We ought to do a little cleansing, people.
And where can we get the wild oregano?
1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242. We heard from Dr. Kincaid. She's a local there at 644-0000.
That's correct.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Cass Ingram, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you so much. And you have a website, don't you?
P-73.com. Don't buy anything. Study, study, study.
Very good.
Make up your own mind.
Happy holidays to you. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, wake up call. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong. And if you want to hear this show or any other show that we've done, don't forget you can go to the website, check it out. Because we are archived daily at whiterosesociety.org. Pass the word on, folks. Stay strong.
For you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Michael Barr. The Supreme Court says it will consider a challenge to a map of Texas congressional districts designed by Representative Tom DeLay. ABC's Vic Ratner is in Washington.
Republicans picked up seats in Congress after the state legislature in Texas redrew the district boundaries in a move engineered by former House Leader Tom